InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ago, Hegseth did not say kill them all. Hegseth was not even on the call. They called and got his authorization. He said carry out operations, and he went to the next 500 things he had to do. And I know Hegseth's also not a liar. He's not stupid. He'd get caught in a lie like that. And I also know the military's protocol because I followed it and covered it so much. And nothing's more documented than drone strikes. We've all seen thousands of the videos. But I made some phone calls last week. And they said it's 100% a hoax. The admiral went in. The Joint Chiefs chairman told the Senate yesterday exactly what Hegseth said was the exact truth. And they had the judge advocate generals and everybody in there. Because it was the first time they were hitting a boat, and they made the call that it was legal. And then Hegseth said the admiral made the call, and then the people above him said it was legal. They were already following the order that had been given by the president and by me, and then it was time, because now the boat had been tracked, and they knew who was on it, and they had the ready intelligence. You know, that's how the military works. You don't have the Secretary of Defense over every operation, you know, watching each little piece of it. I mean, they were there, obviously, for bombing Iran. That's a little different. And the issue here, the reason I start the show with this is, it's cut and dry that the Washington Post was given a classified leak of lies. They don't just leak classified information that's illegal. Unless you are exposing a crime. But when it's proven you're not exposing a crime, it's now a felony. Goes all the way up to treason, depending on why you did it and how much damage it causes. But it's the leaking lies. That's what's really criminal, and that's what makes it treason. So, I want... And I'm all about the freedom of the press, but this is not the Washington Post operating as a press. It's operating as a criminal saboteur organization that's done this countless times. I want a Pentagon investigation, because they have jurisdiction over this. I want them to go. They have the rights. Because you're in the military, you don't have those rights. I want all their communications scanned. Gabbard should order it. Pentagon, internal investigations, Army investigations should all be over this. I want all the phone numbers scanned. Give it to AI. In 2 minutes, you'll have it. I want to know who lied. I don't want them charged with treason. Because if we have to go to any wars or conflicts, these pieces of crap are going to be leaking fake information to sabotage our country and our military. And this is a top national security threat. I want who lied and said Hegseth was on the phone saying kill them all and all this stupid-ass crap into Supermax prison for life. It's like Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, saying, oh, don't worry, I called the Chinese leaders and said, I've got the nuke codes. Trump releases the president on January 6th. Trump was talking about hitting China. He admits that. I mean, that's just treason. Lock that fuckhead up, man. I mean, we have to stop putting up with this crap. If you did that stuff around George Washington, he'd hold a court-martial in one day and hang your ass from a tree. Just like that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheologyOfTheShore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes are blind, but I can see. Sets me free.
The sun no longer sets me free.
I feel the snowflakes freezing me.
I feel the snowflakes freezing me.
Beginning of the end of the first phase of the Great Awakening and the Great Fourth Turning. There's nothing the power structure can do to stay in control. AI won't do it. Culture war won't do it. Nothing can save them. Justice is right. Justice is good. Justice is strong. The only question is, how painful is this going to be? And what new future are we going to build? But in the end of a cycle, which we're ending the cycle of decadence and now catapulting into the new cycle of rebirth. But you are alive during the most important time in recorded known human history. And this is my report to you, the people of Earth. All right, Hollywood is in total collapse phase, or they've woken up to the fact that they've already collapsed. A lot of big news surrounding that that's important to the larger ongoing collapse of their system. We are going to have a bunch of big guests on today as well. I'll tell you about it in a little while. The White House has put out the new national security strategy. And it rightfully says NATO expansion and UN replacement migration are two of the large threats developing and ripening that constitute, in amongst several other threats, the top threats facing America. Quite a statement, and I've got the report right here. Updated Trump national security strategy opposes NATO expansion, warns mass illegal immigration could erode Europe's loyalty. Well, that's the whole plan. Also, I'm going to get more into this later, but 100% of everything you heard about Hegseth and the kill them all drug boat story was a lie. There wasn't even a phone call. There wasn't even a communication. He wasn't overseeing the strike, just like he said. They called and said, okay, greenlit. ready to execute. He said, execute. That's what you do. Hand it over to the admiral. Had nothing to do with it. And now the senators, the Democrats, had to come out and say, oh, yeah, it's true. It was made up, but still, it was scary watching the people get blown up on the boat. Yeah. And now, like a fart in church, they just kind of let it slip out. Hope nobody smells it. Hope nobody knows where it came from. And they just move on to the next bullcrap. Hegseth, kill them. Kill them all. Hegseth's like, this is ridiculous. I wasn't even, I greenlit the operation. I was a quick phone call. But he's supposedly for an hour sitting there watching the satellite feed, drooling, playing with his tallywhacker. And they testified exactly what Hegseth said. They went up the chain of command for the second strike. They had the judge advocate general there and their lawyers. That's the judge, though. And they said, yeah, the order hit it again, which is standard operating procedure. If they say destroy the boat and the boat's not destroyed, what do? If you follow an order, you drop more bombs on it. You drop more missiles on it. But again, that's not the story, and I'll get to it more. If you leak something that's truly exposing criminal activity, you're protected. If you leak something that isn't exposing criminal activity, you've committed a serious felony with national security information. If you leak lies, hiding it under a leak of national security information, you've now engaged in false signals or a false flag, and you've now planted dangerous disinformation to undermine the military and national security of this country, and they have a name for it. It's called espionage. And you think of Russia or China as our main adversaries, and they are country-wise. But what about the globalists? What about the enemy within? This is globalist, leftist, coup d'etat, undermine the military, undermine the Secretary of Defense, to undermine the president, so that they can launch their civil war and the military won't follow Trump's orders that are constitutional to stop it. So it is treason. That's why you got all these senators on TV saying, military, don't follow his illegal orders. Military, save us from Trump. You know, just a couple weeks ago, they're like, well, just don't follow illegal orders. We're not saying it's illegal. Now they're like, no, it's all illegal. But it's not. So they manufacture lies and hide it inside. Ooh, 007, this message will self-destruct in 10 seconds. Mission impossible crap. Trump has the Justice Department, the military lawyers review it. These are drug boats under the Thomas Jefferson president and eight other laws. The Barbary pirate is the first precedent. Even before I saw their briefs, I said that months ago. They're, of course, briefing on that first. I mean, it's just history. And the laws were passed to do that. Just like when Trump's deporting illegal aliens and people with criminal records. I mean, I can go back to all the laws. I mean, I know it's going to come out in court later. It's cut and dry. Don't need to be a damn lawyer to know that. So they just think they're going to sit there in any conflict we're in or any crisis and have a bunch of traitors inside the Pentagon lie and tell the Washington Post made up stories. But you know, the Washington Post, the Democrats are so bad, maybe there's not anybody actually they even talk to. You think of that? But they tend to like to put the blame on somebody else. No, I think there's like a Vedman, you know, type person in there. It's all sorts of wokest in there. No, I, knowing their past behavior, they've been trying to hype these things as illegal and building it up for an impeachment of Trump, just like all the other fake intelligence they put out. And this all comes right out of Brennan. And so they get together in little illegal councils, and they're sitting there talking to these officers and other people, and it went something like this. Well, I heard from somebody that was in the communications this happened. That way, when it comes out, it's a lie. They say, if it ever comes out, well, I heard. Well, heard from who? I don't know. That's how they do it. So, this is treason. Planting fake stories hidden inside national security. Diverting the Department of War and the Secretary of Defense for weeks dealing with this horse shit. And that's why I said Trump shouldn't hit Venezuela. Even though I know it's a Democrat piggy bank. And I know they're running the money laundering out of there. It's got, you know, just in their operations, 10 times the budget of the CIA. It's allied with the criminal elements of that, manipulating us. I understand Trump has the power. It's constitutional. I understand the move. If he could do it cleanly, I'd agree with it. You can't, we can't go attack a country the size of Texas with the CIA embedded and all these traitors embedded in our military operations. We can't go in there. Because they'll leak intelligence of where our troops are and aircraft and get people killed. They'll sabotage 100%. And they'll plant fake stories to discredit what's going on. And say Trump's a war criminal. Now, I get it. Just because they're going to do that, Trump can't be paralyzed by it. But I know how these people work. And they're not going to take this opportunity and let it just go by. They're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. So, and I'm not riding the fence on this where, oh, I support regime change, but it's not safe. I mean, that's just a fact. Now, they found out who planted this lie, this fake intelligence, and they indict that piece of crap. For espionage, working for a criminal cabal. See, we always think of espionage, again, as the Israelis or the Chinese or something. Or the Venezuelans working with the traitors inside our country for election theft. Yeah, that's the classic thing. But no, there's corporate espionage. There's globalist espionage. There's, and most of our problems are actually BlackRock and the globalists and the big banks and all these places. They all operate as their own spy networks. And so we need to see cases for the first time of espionage, not against people working for foreign countries, but working for corporate criminal mafias. And that's what the Democratic Party and their whole globalist, socialist, communist international is. So not even espionage, say, for the Russians or the Chinese. That goes on. I'm saying espionage, just like with the Communist Party. Now, they'll say, well, you gave the nuke secrets to the, you know, the Rosenbergs to the Communist Party, and then they gave it to the Russians so we can get you espionage to Russians. Whatever. The point is, I'm trying to get your mind around here that in the 21st century, and even before, but now big time, we're thinking about nations only, and we should think about them, but not everything. Not be blind to what real espionage is like. I mean, real espionage is a big corporation comes to you, OpenAI, Altman, and hires basically all of Musk's engineers and steal all his proprietary AI. And that's on record. He did it. See, that's espionage. That's corporate espionage. But, we think of, oh, okay, well, he's suing Sam Altman, and he's got the witnesses. Okay, he's suing him? It's espionage. But you can say that's not national security, so okay. There's not a jurisdiction there for that. But there is when you're planting fake stories about the Secretary of Defense to undermine the president and to undermine the military and to undermine the command structure. That's what the CIA does in regime change before it goes into a country. This is a blueprint, playbook, program, like a recipe. How to make a chicken fried steak. Well, you get this type of hanger steak, and you get out the meat tenderizer mallet, and you beat it for 5 minutes on both sides, and then you bread it with seasoning, and then you bread it with the breading, and then you throw it into 400-degree grease. Preferably, you really want to have a heart attack and have something delicious. Bacon grease. And then you cook it till brown and flaky. I mean, it's a damn recipe. And I'm sitting here watching them make it. Like you go to your friend's party, you walk in, oh, what are you doing? I can see you're making sangria. How do you know they're making sangria? They got all these fruits, lemons, limes, oranges. They got red wine. They got a big jar of ice. They're chopping it up. They're pouring red wine in. They're dumping the fruit in. They're making sangria. Get up with your little kid at 6 a.m. and you smell biscuits and mama's got a bowl whipping up the eggs. Oh, we're getting omelets this morning. Because you see on the counter the sausage and the bell peppers and the onions. And oh, he's like, that's right. You're getting an omelet this morning. So that's my job. It's so easy. You study all this stuff and it's all sitting out on the counter. But, I mean, we're so far along, mama's putting the omelet down on the table with the biscuits. And we sit here and we watch this crap go on in front of us, and then we get all the documents and all the hearings and all the admissions and Mike Benz and, you know, total proof. I mean, look at the headline today. Democrat plan for coup discovered. How about hundreds of their plans have been discovered? How about all the interlocking groups have been discovered? How about all these new documents have come out? It's ridiculous. So, I really like Lionel. Now, he's a former very successful prosecutor and talk show host. And so I'd give him he's an A as a talk show host. And I don't, many people are an A. But, like me, he can go off down rabbit trails and side issues and things. We've just seen peak Lionel. General Flynn retweeted this. He's coming on Monday. Lionel texted me last week and said, oh, I love your analysis on the deep state. I'm going to be doing something. I'm like, great. Well, he sure did his research. Wow. This is a 13-minute video. Then we come back, I'm going to play. And the way he lays it out, it's all 100% true. And everything, every 20 seconds what he's saying, you can look it up, and it's a whole world of information. But he explains how the whole thing operates and what it's doing. And for me, this is very personal and very existential because it's now been declassified, and we know there's a lot more. I mean, I'm not going to spend hours getting into it all. Many of you have seen it. I mean, FBI, CIA, dark money, lawsuits, attacks on my family. And I'm not a victim. I know I'm a big boy. I got into this and expected this. But I expected when they did all this to me and it got drawn out and exposed, because we've been sent in as a probe to draw out the enemy. This is pawn sacrifice. I understand warfare. I volunteered to be sent into enemy, behind enemy lines to expose their positions. I volunteered decades ago to take on a suicide mission, okay? So I'm very happy about all this for what I've done. God working through me. Not a place of pride, a place of satisfaction. But I would expect that when we draw out the enemy positions, the air cover come in, no matter what happens to me, and blows the living hell out of these people. I'm willing to go to the Alamo, divert the army while folks in North Texas get geared up and ready. Northeast Texas, victory or death. I just expect you guys to deliver after we get wiped out. So I've expected to be wiped out forever. I'm surprised we're even still here hanging on. This is serious warfare, folks. But I will tell you that this operation has drawn out the enemy more than anybody other than Trump. And now I am starting to get really pissed off because I know they're a bunch of cowards, the DOJ. I know, thinking about 3 years from now and the next job they get, you're not going to have a country or a world, dumbasses, because they're not even really crooks or gangsters. They're the worst thing. They're cowards. They're fence riders. They sit in the middle of the road. They're lukewarm. And I'm watching the globalists get their money cut off and a lot of great stuff happening, their carbon taxes killed, their agenda exposed, because Trump's for real. And I'm watching a bunch of cowards in government slow roll all of this and play both sides. And then I'm watching people Monday morning quarterback Trump all day about how he's a fake and he's not getting anything done. Bull crap. So we're going to come back. I'm going to go to this report. That's powerful. And I hope you take notes. And I hope you pay attention. And just like we took a 2-minute video of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and just added documents proving everything he said about the Mexican drug cartels being so murderous and criminal, I want to take this Lionel video and I want to have Rob do. He's up to the high level on this. He can have all the stuff quickly. Add documents over everything Lionel's saying. Because this is the proof. We've already laid the proof out, but it's a nice 13-minute chunk. It's quick, it's fast, it's dead on, it ties it all together. It's a hole in one. And people on the internet, hey, this is a participation sport, baby. I'm going to put this out live. You go grab it off X and Rumble, and you guys go add clips to it and doll it up. Because it's already a creme de la creme. But you can always make it better. You understand this is a life and death situation. And the globalists have said, and I know they mean business, we've gotten the leaks. They got all the big law firms and all the big universities. They use the university faculty systems as weapon systems. They are gearing up for a purge that'll make North Korea look tame if they are able to steal the elections and get back in. This is death battle 100%, not a game. And so I just need people to have urgency, because I talk to high-level White House people that are hardcore and awake, but they still kind of are happy and, well, we're up here in power and, well, yeah, it's her, you know, and I that's why I can't go to the balls. I can't go to the galas. I just can't sit around and be going to the award ceremonies and stuff. I just say to them, I don't want an award. And that big controversy, you think about that, that'll cause. What I want is for you to put on the war face and go to war. Because we're in a war. And people better get it. Trump gets it. Flynn gets it. I know a lot of you get it. But I'm telling you, folks, we just stirred up the hornet's nest. We just got the beachhead, okay? God Almighty. And I got to tell all these people out there that are claiming they're holier than thou and Trump isn't doing a job, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, and you better pray he's successful, because we all depend on it. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Powerful breakdown of Lionel. And again, the General Flynn reposted on X. I know the listeners are like, Alex, we know about the coup plan. We know about the operation. Yes, but the general public's just now learning about it. So if you expose it, all of the leaks and all of the riots and all the shooting up the Border Patrol and killing the National Guard and all of that and the movies and the Civil War garbage is the buildup to a actual globalist totalitarian communist takeover with us in forced labor camps. I mean, that's their admitted plan. I'm not trying to scare you. That's a fact. These are hardcore totalitarians. So they've got to be exposed. And his breakdown is excellent. And then I'm going to get into all the other news. But you're supposed to not have a memory and just, oh, Hegseth, kill everybody. He's a war criminal. All of it lies. None of it was true. Totally made up. Testified. Showed him the video. Played the audio of the commands and orders coming in. Hegseth's not even on the damn tapes. Total lie. To undermine the president and the Secretary of Defense and the readiness of our military ahead of the globals trying to stage a coup. Kind of a big deal. I've got a lot more coming up on good things Trump's doing. And when I do that, I got a call this morning from some folks up in D.C. and they're like, you know, we're confused by your show. What can we do better? I mean, we see you getting mad at us, mad at the president one day, and then the next day how we're great. Like, we're confused. You're confused? When something I think's bad, I'm going to say it. When something's good, I'm going to promote it. I mean, this ain't rocket science. You think out of a giant federal government, the biggest in history, and 4 million employees under the president, that everything going on is going to be perfect? It's ridiculous. But here's a big issue. I even see people saying, what has RFK Jr. done? Is that a joke? It would take me an hour just to scour my memory to draw it all up of the incredible things he's gotten done in just 8 months in after his confirmation, or 7 months in. And then I guarantee you, I don't know about half of what he's done because a lot of it's regulatory behind the scenes. But let me tell you, Big Pharma and the globalists are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Just look today. And I said this like a month ago in a report because I've been told this is coming. They just banned the hepatitis C shot for children at birth. And I said they were going to ban it. And people go, no, they're not, blah, blah. They banned all thimerosal in the shots. They killed all the new funding for mRNA. Panel votes to end recommendation for hepatitis B shot for all newborns. And people are spinning it. Well, wait a minute. That isn't banning it. They won't give a shot if they're not given liability protection under the 1986 Act. It is the equivalent of banning it. Very dangerous shot, massively associated with all sorts of health problems. If you're not having anal sex or an intravenous drug user that shares needles, you don't want to take it, and it causes all sorts of issues. And look, CDC panel drops hepatitis B shot recommendation for infants. Boom. MMR, where they put three shots in one, massively linked to the problems. They put out orders to stop. I mean, it is taking all the food dyes out that are so deadly and addictive. I mean, recommending the states remove fluoride, on and on and on, and releasing massive geoengineering report on what agencies are doing it. You notice none of it gets attention. It's just bloop, 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 bloop. Bombshell, 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 bombshell. I mean, Kennedy is wrecking their ass. Him alone is good we got Trump in. And it's funny. I didn't know. I knew the panel was going to do this. I didn't know it was going to happen today. It's in the next few weeks. I already had a giant stack of Kennedy kicking ass that I meant to get to today. And they just walked in to start the show. They go, boop. I can't even keep track of it. And like I said, Tulsi Gabbard's done her job. She declassified the total proof of Obama, Brennan lying to Congress, the FBI running espionage against American people, creating fraudulent dossiers, literally stealing elections. Chi-Com's involved with the mail-in ballots 2020, the FBI covering it up. Bombshell, 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 bombshell. Arctic frost, crossfire hurricane, bombshell, bombshell. Just the stuff on me. Dozens of documents. Crossfire hurricane, Arctic frost, destroy Alex Jones, bombshell, bombshell, top threat, target Jones, CIA, get Jones. CIA's after me. No, I just go, here's the document, CIA after me. I should be like, they're coming to kill me. There's hits out on me. The French are going to kill me. Oh, hit teams. God, I'm scared. And I'm not even saying that couldn't be true, but where's the evidence? I love Candace. The point is, there's like government documents. CIA, get him. pouring out. Everybody's like, well, that's just Alex Jones. He's a big boy. He can take it. I am a big boy. The point is they're trying to get through me to get to you. Do you got that? I want to go to this Lionel video. It's really important. But before I do that, I'm not backed by the Israelis or the Chi-Coms or the Russians or the Qataris. I'm backed by you. You want to know who backs me? People that think they're getting good information and want to support this broadcast, go to theAlexJonesStore.com. You want to know who the paymaster is? You want to know who the boss is? You. But your support is your voluntary support. I don't come out here and say what's going to sound good to the audience. I'm going to say what they want to hear. I think you're just like me. I'm going to say what I think is the truth, what's the most accurate, and if you agree with it, then we're on board together and let's go. But I can't do this without you. So there's a sale going till Sunday. It's huge. Buy any supplement, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement you want. Mix and match. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 one free. That's a hell of a deal, a massive sale. Also, every 2 months, there's a one-week period that this happens, and it ends today on the sweepstakes, where they've always got badass super off-road vehicles that are just incredible. And they give away one every 2 months. Well, there's a every 2 months, there's a one-week period where when you buy anything on the site, it's always like that. There's a one-week period where you get put in to get both vehicles. 50 times entry. So you go buy a bumper stickers, or you go buy a ball cap, or you buy some ultramethylene blue, Irish CMOS, whatever it is. And today's the last day. This week was the window of that. Happens every 2 months. You get put in to win the super awesome, insane 500 horsepower Jeep. And I don't dislike Jeeps, but I'm not a Jeep guy because I was, you know, driving grandpa's and my dad's. This damn thing is like a Cadillac, but rocket propelled. Because we had one before we gave away too in a sweepstakes, so I drove it around for a month. That was hard to turn loose. This is not Grandpa's Jeep. This is George Jetson's Jeep, and this one's even sexier than the black one we gave away. Look at that olive. Ugh. Juicy tires. I'm telling you. So, and also this super off road Raptor right now, because that's the new offer. So today's the last day to get put in for this and be able to win both and $10,000 cash either. So it increases your chances of winning one or both right now. Take advantage. But the bigger news is there's a whole bunch of new products on the site that are so awesome. I can't even believe it. I can't believe the price points. Super concentrated, nano, top brand. We were able to private label the ingredients from the top creatine maker in the U.S., Ultimate Creatine Gummies. And they taste great. In two different flavors. Look at this gigantic canister of gummies. At an insanely low price. I don't even have time to get into that. There's a bunch of other insane new products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to go to Lionel's, the former prosecutor, TV host, syndicated radio host, you name it. But he really knows his stuff and codifies the ongoing coup so well right here. I wanted to roll it. Here it is.
It has all the elements of a coup, a palace coup, a slow coup, a soft coup, a coup d'etat, except nobody bothered to hide it. They recorded themselves. They bragged about it. Before January the 20th, before President Trump could even take office, U.S. aid officials secretly migrated internal government communications off official systems onto encrypted signal chats. Federal workers taking federal salaries to conceal federal work. That is not democracy. That is a mutiny via Wi-Fi. Now, they didn't wait for policy. They didn't wait for the results of an election. They didn't lie. No, 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 no. They pre-organized, pre-arranged resistance. They linked with foreign NGOs. They coordinated with outside actors. They moved in secret with purpose. They did not fear voters. They feared supervision.
So the question I started with tonight is, are we currently in a domestic homegrown color revolution? Well, I want to go back to this first chalkboard because it frames out how our own government facilitated regime change all over the world. There's a government, you know, ultimately at the top. Support is given through organizations like USAID, the State Department, or somewhere else within the administration. Then you have a degree of separation. It's privatized. NGOs, the National Endowment for Democracy, National Democratic Institute, International Republican, all of these things. Then there's the money, the people with the real money, and that's people like George Soros through his Open Society, and tides. We should do a show again on tides, or just look it up on YouTube. You'll find an old show of mine on tides. And even government-funded NGOs like Ned, again, over here. The money, this time, is coming from you. Excuse me. Finally, the demonstrators, the youth movements, the people who hit the streets, and a sympathetic media that will help deliver their message. I'm going to add labor unions in here because they are contributing to the organizing of these protests, this grassroots. Okay, so this is how revolutions are set up. But what are the conditions for one to be successfully conducted? When can regime change actually be attempted? Well, State Department learned this by doing it over and over and over again. And we know it because Obama's ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, literally wrote the book on it. This is what was required, as per Obama's administration, to topple a country. Are you ready? You need a semi-automatic regime, not fully autocratic. It has to be semi. You have to have an unpopular incumbent. You have to have a united and organized opposition. Do we have these things yet? Then you have to have the ability to quickly drive home the point that the voting results were falsified. You need the media to inform people about the falsified vote. You need an opposition capable of mobilizing thousands of demonstrators. And then you need divisions among the regime's coercive forces like the military or the police. Sounds like we have all of those, doesn't it?
Pay attention very carefully. Listen to what I'm saying. Because what we are looking at, or what I'm looking at, what we should be staring at, is not politics. It is the blueprint for a slow motion overthrow of a constitutional republic. And if you think this is theater, if you think this is just exaggeration, listen to the dialogue, because the script is in English. The actors are America's bureaucracy, and the production is funded by American taxpayers who never agreed to bankroll a domestic revolution waged against their own vote. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Office of Transition Initiatives, OTI, was designed to destabilize foreign governments suspected of autocracy. Now that machinery is being aimed at America, at us, at you, and they were proud of it. These are professional regime specialists boasting that once Trump won, they suddenly found time, networks, and moral justification to topple him from inside his own government. And that isn't oversight. That's sedition. Sedition with business cards. And when the roadmap is clear, they don't march in uniform. They appear as 10,000 separate little nonprofits, climate cells here and gender cells there and faith-based dialogue groups, union workshops, racial justice subcommittees, mental health hubs, every aspect you can imagine, even juror training projects teaching nullification, how to acquit political allies, even when the defendant is clearly guilty. 10,000 names, one network, they wait. And when the order arrives, they call it coordination. But professionals know the word activation. This is not organic. The thing about this is grassroots. It doesn't grow from the soil. It grows from the treasury, from grants, from university chairs, from foundations obsessed with global governance and allergic to American sovereignty. Johns Hopkins alone has received $25 billion, it is reported, in a decade. You think it's all for medical research? Hell no. They admit the goal is bridging domestic and international democracy transition. What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Translation, foreign regime change tactics now practiced at home here. And what point does that become a crime? At what point does that transition into criminality? They even wrote their playbook. First, move communications off government servers. Second, smear whistleblowers as disinformationists. Third, activate protest networks. Fourth, weaponize DEI to link every conceivable fringe into one massive blob that looks organic but moves like a trained battalion. And then comes, even better, and then comes the closer, lawfare, quietly surround the legal system, bury investigations, train jurors to nullify verdicts. They don't need to win elections when they can win indictments. Oh, it's beautiful. And they warn us. They warn us constantly about domestic authoritarianism. Sounds good, right? They don't mean Putin. They don't mean Iran. They mean the 45th president of the United States. See, the man elected by voters that they don't trust. The man the founders prepared for with checks and balances. The man they treat like a virus while presenting themselves as the immune system. And the media? Oh, the media nod right along. They don't know. They don't really care. They're proxies. They're sock puppets. And not because it's true, but because the bureaucracy happens to serve the narrative. It gets even better. They call this saving democracy. But they're dismantling the right to choose leadership at all. First they say, you voted wrong. Then they say, you can't vote on this at all. And then they whisper the line used in every authoritarian takeover in history. We had to save the system from the voters. We had to save the system from the voters themselves. They're the ones that are the problem. And the next phase? Oh, they told us themselves. They want to build new socio-political economic governance systems. What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means a phrase that should chill every American alive. That's not reform. That's replacement. A shadow government built under ours using compassionate language to justify censorship, surveillance, intimidation, and controlled dissent. And when they decide there is constitutional danger, the election becomes irrelevant. The administrative state takes the wheel. The three-letter agencies become horsemen. And the definition of democracy becomes whatever scares them the least. But they fear one thing, exposure. Not rage, not slogans, precision, subpoena, retrieval of every signal chat, and encrypted directive. Full audit of every USAID partner organization. Track the contracts. Track the university grants. Track the training manuals. Because once this leaks off X and lands in a courtroom, their language collapses. A judge can't be gaslit. If President Trump returns with a pen and a spine to that which we know, this network can be dismantled. Records can be seized, funding cut, oversight restored. If not, a precedent will be cemented. Because the moment arresting presidents becomes normal, it becomes permanent. And then elections are simply the mask worn by the ruling class to mimic consent. That's what's happening. See, they think they think you'll do nothing. They think you'll argue over slogans while they quietly write the new rule book in encrypted chats. They hope for Republican politeness. They pray for conservative fatigue. And they expect Americans to shrug their shoulders while they harden the machinery of a managed state behind the glass of philanthropy and justice. And they hope that you're going to be too busy worrying about things like, oh, I don't know, death threats to famous conservative commentators or conservatives who were stepping down or internecine battles between conservative commentators. They want you to keep busy with that. That's a distraction. This is what I've been telling you. But we do not belong to them. This republic is older than their playbook. It's stronger than their network. And it's built on the idea that still exists, by the way, that power answers to the citizen, not the donor. Voters don't need approval to defend their own voice. They only need courage. And history has never cared about the timid. Tyranny does not frighten me. Shouldn't frighten you. Cowardice does. The next 100 days may decide the next 100 years. And the choice is not subtle. We will either surrender to a network of nonprofits or defend a constitutional republic, because votes mean nothing when the people counting them believe they work for someone higher than the voter. This isn't democracy. This is rule without consent. And that, my friend, is exactly what our founders warned us about. So now it is staring us in the face. What are we going to do about it, my friends? What are we going to do? We're going to arm ourselves with the truth. We're going to pay attention and focus, and we're not going to let them do it to us. You understand this? We are not going to be taken over by these people, period.
I've always liked Lionel and respected him. That was a hole-in-one. That's Michael Jordan flying, you know, Air Jordan dunking. I mean, that is perfect, accurate, devastating. We're going to post that to X. Share the living hell out of it if you want to defeat the tyrants. Hour number 2 straight ahead. Share the live feeds now. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at theolivesandshore.com, and we have the 12 days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish Sea Moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you set it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
transmission. You are the resistance.
Running for governor of Minnesota. Taking action. There he is, behind the scenes, working 24-7. What a dynamo. We need him as the governor of Minnesota. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's coming up next segment. And then Ivan Raiklin has gone to the house of the pipe bomb patsy. I mean, we know. And I'm so upset about the FBI. I want them to be good. I want Patel them to be good. And they're told by their underlings what's going on, so I'm not giving them cover. I'm just saying this is... I've got all the inside sources. We have all the inside baseball. We know what's going on. And yesterday when I came in, we got a really smart crew, and Thomas is one of the smartest. And he said, I bet it's going to be some autistic brain damage person who doesn't know how to talk, basically. Yeah. Yep. Autistic. Can't really even talk, according to family and neighbors. Black dude. With no criminal record, but he was doing DoorDash in D.C. then, so they've got his cell data in the area. He's the guy. Looks nothing like the person with the pipe bomb, walks nothing like it, but what are you going to do? He's extremely autistic. I even said sometime on the show yesterday, I said, I bet it's a, autistic or brain damaged person. And then you've got the corporate media, of course, saying it was a white dude, but it's lies within lies. First, a white bomber. And CNN reporting all that. And then it's lies within lies. I mean, what are the chances we are like, oh, I bet it's an autistic or brain damaged person? Of course. Like, who firebombed the Reichstag on February 27th, 1933, so Hitler could become a dictator? And it was later, came out in the Nuremberg trials. Marinus van der Lubbe was mentally retarded. And they just said he set the fire. And he's mentally retarded, so he couldn't defend himself, so they executed him. Newsflash. When your patsy is mentally retarded, you've got a setup. They learned with Lee Harvey Oswald on the news saying, I'm a patsy, I've been set up, this is a setup. So they had to, get rid of him with Jack Ruby. Sirhan was under his psychiatrist control. The woman in the polka dot dress and on a bunch of Halcyon-type amnesic drugs. That's all been declassified. He didn't shoot RFK's dad. It's the same story over and over and over again. So now, after all these years, and we have the intel, and it's coming out, magically, in just a few weeks, they produce the person that's the suspect that they said did it. And it's a black guy that was doing DoorDash. Who can barely talk. As predicted. Give me a break. Because if you expose it was Capitol Police, it brings the whole thing down. And our intel was 5 years ago it was Capitol Police. Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier, they showed the videos and all the communications in the strike on the first drug boat. Now they struck a 24th boat today. And they said Hegseth was in there ordering a second strike on that. Hegseth wasn't even involved in any of it. Didn't say kill them all. It was all a lie. But now the media goes, well, still the Senate's upset by the video. Admiral says there was no kill them order at all in boat attack, but video alarms lawmakers. U.S. airstrike survivors clung to boat wreckage for an hour before second deadly attack video shows. Pete Hegseth defiant as new boat strike kills four. House Democrat announces articles of impeachment against Hegseth for killing them all. And it's all complete horse crap. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesShow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down.
They got courage, and they're underdogs and stand up for what's right, because they make the world go around. I love mavericks. I love explorers. I love trailblazers. And, you know, the military will tell you, history shows it, moral courage is more rare than physical courage. And so not only is Mike Mindell an incredible American success story and a patriot and an entrepreneur and a trailblazer exposing election fraud and everything else, he has been through living hell. I don't have many, let's just say, people that have been in the position I've been in to be my peer. And I don't say that, you know, like, oh, I'm a wonderful person. But you got Trump up there, you know, the most battle scarred. But then in amongst all the other shot up individuals who didn't bow, got stronger under it because you backed them. This is all about you, folks. We can be as strong as we want and have hearts like lions. If you don't back us, we can't do it. We'll never give up. We'll never sell out. We'll never back down. We could give out. Mike Lindell, the ultimate story of perseverance, just like myself, judges, Democrat judges, finding him guilty and now having show trials. They're queuing him up just like me. But as long as you back him, he will continue on. People say, well, this goes on forever. That's the whole point of fight between good versus evil. But instead of him just being vindicated by all the election fraud being proven and everything coming out, he's going on the offense. And I saw this yesterday morning when I woke up, so excited, or it's 2 days ago, announcing a run for the governor of Minnesota to recapture it from the left and Tampon Tim and the communist and the Islamicist and the Ilhan Omars. And folks, the media will make jokes, ha ha ha. No, this is deadly serious. And if Trump gets involved in the DOJ with the lawyers and the poll watchers, and you've got Lindell and his army understanding it, we are going to liberate that beautiful state that I love so much. I've been up to Minnesota 15, 20 times because the old GCN Radio Network that hired me 29 years ago and first syndicated my show shut down a few years ago because of those lawsuits against it. Oh, they sued them too. Finally shut it down. Good old Ted Anderson right there in Minneapolis. I've been up there hunting so much, deer, pheasant, fishing, walleye, northern, big northern. I mean, up in Ely, I love it. Duluth, what a badass state. What badass, good soldier people. And the representation of them is Mike Lindell. And I am pouring on the love here because he deserves it. What a warrior running for governor. We've got it. You have, I want to come. Because I don't get into, you know, going around fancy pantsing, but I'll come up to Minnesota and I want to go, you know, out with you, you know, hunting some ducks or something once you're the governor. Because right. This is tell us what's happening, why you're doing it, Mike Lindell.
Well, what you're saying there yesterday, though, Alex, was just that we had to register a time. We're making an official announcement next Thursday on December 11th. And I told everyone I was 99% in 99.9. But we won't be announcing then. And, you know, for running for governor.
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to jump the gun. Okay.
No. That's fine.
You're officially drafted. You have no choice.
Everyone, I'll tell you what, when the media leaked this out yesterday or the day before, it went all the way to the Daily Mail. It went worldwide, and the public's reaction was just 99.99% positive. You know, Alex, I think even the bots were happy with me running. I mean, it was amazing. All the comments and there wasn't anything negative. That was really encouraging for me. And, you know, I was born and raised in Minnesota, lived there all my life, I've just watched, you know, it's such a blessing that Waltz ran for vice president so the whole country could see how crazy and that nonsensical in these decisions, the stuff he's done. It's absolutely horrific. And then you see what's going on, you know, with this, it's up to $2 billion, I think now, this fraud in Minnesota, all this money that was taken, during the China virus and even before and probably after that With that going on, I mean, Waltz obviously had to know about it. I think it might even go all the way to the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, by the way, who has a full-blown attack on my recovery network. We can talk about that, too.
And by the way, we now know Ilhan Omar launched the fraud to claim they were going to feed kids during COVID. She was behind that. She's now coming out. Right. She did that over $1 billion, also stealing all the money for medical stuff. I mean, this is a criminal enterprise.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, think of all that money. Everyone's going, well, they stole all that money from the taxpayers and everyone. How about the people that it was earmarked for? None of these people got help that really needed the help. I'll tell you, Alex, when I went to a year and a half ago, when I went to the Democrat convention, when I snuck in there, but the real reason of being there was me and Mayor Giuliani. We went in the inner city of Chicago, and we were questioning all the inner city blacks and Hispanics, a lot of them that were the ones that were voting for Donald Trump and traditionally had voted Democrat. And they said, and a lot of them didn't even like Donald Trump. Well, every one of their reasons was the same. All the illegals were getting all their resources, including help for addiction, their health centers, their hotel, everything was filled up. And that was the same thing that's happened in Minneapolis, but yet they didn't even get not only did they get the Somalian community got all these resources, in which, by the way, Christy Noem said 2 days ago that 50% of them now are illegal, have overstayed their visas. That was her saying that 2 days ago. So this is
huge. Let's remember, her dad was the warlord crime lord over Somalia, and their family goes back to the slave dynasty when she fled here 25 years ago or whatever. So she's a ruling class. She's an organized crime master.
Yeah. And you know, and she keeps making these comments. You know, one time her and I were going to be in, we were going on CBS Sunday morning. They put us in a room together in the green room and left us by ourselves. And we start arguing, and here came the host. She goes, "You two are not going on together." I mean, I'm telling you, it would have made for good TV. I'll tell you, it was what she stands for. She hates our country, hates our state. It's really, and then here at
the end. And let's speak to that, because here's the deal. I've got hundreds of videos. I don't even, everybody's seen it. America's garbage. White people are evil. You know, all this crap. So many of the Somalis, I'm not saying they're all bad, run their mouths. America sucks. You know, the mayoral candidate said white people commit most of the crime and are a scourge. Not even true. And so Trump says, in general, Ilhan Omar and her people, meaning her party, her crime syndicate that have been caught buying votes and running it all, are garbage.
Right, right.
They are garbage. Yeah. And they come from their worst country in the world, not even a country, a failed state, and lecture us. He's not saying all Somalis are garbage. He's saying she and the Somali leadership, who literally clan control their people and make them go out and do all the stealing for them, are garbage. I 100% stand with that. We need to hear more of that. Mike Lindell, your take on it.
Exactly. They're the ones, they're the bad ones that led by Ilhan Omar. But there's other problems too. Even, you know, the ones that came legally and so on, that are here legally. Like they just did I just seen a big story on St. Cloud, Minnesota. And they were interviewing the citizens of St. Cloud going, you know, with these people that are here that aren't, you know, assimilating. He said, what's the biggest problem you see in St. Cloud? And he said, well, there's a car accident every day because they, you know, there's a language barriers. And then there's also, you know, not learning, maybe not learning how to drive. You realize that Governor Waltz gave everybody driver's licenses, just handed them out. It didn't matter if you were legal, not just here you go. Not only can you vote illegally, but you can drive illegally. And, you know, I mean, there's the problems go far and wide. And then our schools in Minnesota where they've, you don't have, you have, there's, they have it where you can't remove students that are problems and,
Look at Tampon Tim. He got that pass where anybody can get a driver's license who's not even a naturalized citizen or whatever. And then you can vote with that. And I saw the hearing a few days ago where they admitted, they said, illegals can vote with this.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. There's so many, you know, when I said, years ago, a couple years ago or three, it was right before the China riots in March of 2020, And I said, God had been taken out of our schools. A nation had turned its back on God. And we need to pray for grace during this time. Well, I'll tell you what, in Minnesota, they pulled God out of our schools. They pulled God out of our teen challenges, our treatment centers. You know, Alex, I used to be an addict and a crack cocaine addict. I mean, when I came out of that, I worked with all the treatment centers that were faith-based, Jesus Christ-based, your teen challenge, your Salvation Armies. And then the state comes in and puts these regulations in there that you can't talk about God. Or you're not going to get funding. But yet they will do stuff that our governor, where right now the Sharia law they're trying to get in Minneapolis too, they're ringing the call to prayer on top of all the buildings every day.
Oh yeah, this is a formula, folks. You cannot hype this up enough. I mean, look, I'll give you articles from Germany, Minnesota, Texas. They all, it's the same thing. Court eases sentence for Afghan who showed restraint after only stabbing teacher 6 times in the neck. Okay. A Minnesota immigrant rapist who walked free on sweetheart plea deals strikes again, rapes third victim after dodging jail for kidnapping and raping a woman he met online. Guess what? Somali. Okay, and they literally say, oh, it's our culture. I have newscast in Somalia and Pakistan where they say like 90% of the kids get raped because it's just our culture. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. So I want to play a clip of Trump going scorched earth, telling it like it is. Yeah, when you come from a culture where raping children is normal, that's a garbage culture. We're allowed to say it. You should reform to us. You don't want to be in that. No, that's garbage. Here it is.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it.
Thank you very much. I mean, that's what we want, and that's the action we want. The reason I went on this rant is, Mike's talking about all the things he'll do as governor and what needs to be fixed. And he mentions the Soros judges and DAs letting criminals out. I just gave some examples. But we have the answer. Indiana legislature, this is happening in Texas too, seeks to impeach rogue activist judges and prosecute prosecutors protecting criminals over citizens. That's what you would do as governor. So tell us, why are you running for governor? How do we get behind this? This is exciting. They're going to try to make a big joke out of it. The, you know, the joke's going to be on them. I'm telling you, you're going to be the next governor. Not only do you have the support, not only do it's election fraud, mainly by the Somalis, the Democrats keeping in power, you're the expert with the teams to, and in trouble, get behind you to on the ground spotlight this. We're talking to the next governor of Minnesota, Mike Lindell. Why are you running?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you the, you know, what I've gone through, and I've seen some of the comments when it came out that I at least had filed to run. A lot of the comments were, what does Mike know about being in politics, whatever? And, the rest of them are going, well, he's created or made from the ground up with nothing, the American dream on steroids, going from a crack addict to God freeing me of all that, and then building these big businesses, MyPillow and Lindell TV, these, but MyPillow, I've had it both ways where you build up, you silo things out and your company and you, and running
you
the
adapt,
government. Like
you
a
overcome. Everybody
business.
Knows we need businessmen right. in government. That's what right. we need, not a bunch of dumbass lawyers.
That's right. In the last 4.5 years, MyPillow has been the most attacked company in history. There's no company even close that I believe. Even the government, Arctic Frost attacked it, these machine companies. I just got served papers again by Smartmatic this morning with a filing that they want a permanent injunction that I can't ever talk about bad about the voting machines again. Well, being governor of Minnesota, you'll be able to, I know I can take each thing out. I know what I'm going to do with the inner city to help rebuild Minneapolis, but they burn things to the ground. It's empty right now. It's getting empty like Portland where people aren't going to the stores. The buildings are empty down there. I got, I've been living in the, you know, I've lived in the streets before. I know what to do with the jobs.
You know how to revitalize things.
Yes, absolutely. And I know I can. I've lived in Minnesota all my life. I know the problems, and they're just common sense problems, you guys. Problem solution. When government makes decisions that don't help any people, I don't care what party you're in of the people, there's a hidden agenda, and it's a very evil agenda. And so if you take apart, like when I, you know, inventing a pillow or whatever I would do and any problem with my pillow company, you go, here's the problem. Here's the solution. And what will it manifest to? And if you see things that work good, you duplicate them. If things are bad, you fix them. And you,
it's
and
the Marine Corps, the maximum adapt and overcome. And then your survival under their massive attacks is it really shows your street smarts as well.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. This is, you know, you might call it, okay, the ideas that I'm putting in, and I've already have all these in place ready to put into power, but I'll just give an example of one. During the first administration with President Trump, my good friend Ben Carson, when he was working for HUD, they were launching this huge program that was going to take the addicts off the streets and the mentally, you know, anybody with mental issues, because everyone know they got thrown into the streets in the early 70s, pulled out of the instrumental institutions because of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Geraldo. And, but they're in the streets now and there's millions of them, and they were going to pull them out and put them on federal ground, sort them. It's an amazing program, and it got shut down right before the China virus. But I've got the blueprints of that to be able to do that. But that's just one thing. And then as far as I've got another great sales tax idea, to get rid of the sales tax. I mean, there's so many things I have that are business ideas that will end up working because,
For folks that don't know, Minnesota's full of great people and beautiful land, but I've worked for a company that was in Minnesota for 25 years. The harassment, the communism, the regulators,
The regulation and the red tape and the, you know, this was even the regulation. We're as bad as California, Colorado, some of these places. I just watched, who was it the other night? They were talking about the regulations in California, where you had to go at six different, auditors or whatever to come out, and he's putting in a garage door. Six different things just to
Bill
put in
Maher's
a garage
been trying
door.
To fix his roof for like seven
Bill
years.
Maher. Yeah, Bill Maher. Yeah, it was Bill Maher. It was Bill Maher. That's where I seen it. He goes, what do you mean? He said he was arguing with this Democrat about regulations in California. And he goes, this is crazy. I was putting a garage door in. I shouldn't have to go through this much red tape. It's my garage. And, but I mean, in Minnesota, there's so many things, you know, I've had my business there now since 2004 with MyPillow, and we're still here, we're still strong, and to get through, get not only to build it there in spite of all the regulations and the government enforced there and the expenses you go through. And you know, I want to tell you this one. Here's an example. When after the China virus, everyone was working from home. Well, they went after my pillow people that were working from home, my call center people. They went after them and told them they couldn't work from home. Now, I did end up beating that, but this is just one attack on why are we any different at my pillow that we couldn't, our operations.
Well, that's the point of communism. And Minnesota's run by communists. They use regulations against their enemies. They're all exempt from it. They do whatever they want. The Somalis can rob and steal, and then Tim Walz can, you know, send his hit teams around to kill people. And it just goes on and on. They're just above the law. His wife loves the smell of burning cities. Absolute trash. Now, I want to come back and talk about big picture election fraud, what you're really the expert on. Venezuela, yeah. You're totally vindicated. Smartmatic's executive indicted for all the activities. They've dropped the suits against everybody else but you, because they're so scared of Intel TV that's been successful and has been a game changer as well. So let's start getting into that, and then I want to shift gears into some other areas with you and talk about what's happening. But overall, you've got the biggest independent election fraud investigation team in the country. I've been heard from the White House that indeed they have discovered the electronic voting machine fraud. They're getting ready to start bringing that out. What's the latest intel there, Mike Lindell?
Yeah, well, here today, like I say, Smartmatic just served me papers this morning. They're asking the judge that Mike Lindell never gets to talk about Smartmatic again. And, of course, we're appealing that and fighting it.
Literally trying to take your First Amendment in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can never mention it.
Remember, now, judge, let me tell you, rules, not a jury, judge, yeah, just like me. Right, a judge said I did this stuff I didn't do.
Right. This judge in Minneapolis, we put in for a summary judgment to get this frivolous case dropped. So did Smartmatic. This judge ruled, this is a couple months ago, that MyPillow, guilty by association, I'm just an employee, this is an employee-owned company, I'm one of many stockholders, they ruled that MyPillow was guilty of defamation, and myself, that Mike Lindell was guilty of defamation, and then they're going to send it to the jury, who knows, a year or two from now, and the jury's going to decide how much I owe and if I did it maliciously. Well, of course, we're appealing this. If we don't appeal this, you guys, here's the ramifications of that. You would never be able to question a government private contractor again without getting sued for defamation. And if you're an employer, you'd have to worry about whatever your employees were saying out there with the First Amendment.
Let's
right
slow
of
down
speech.
Again. Just like the Green Bay Packers, it's owned by the employees. I know the law. A judge just can't do that, but they do it. The same thing happened to me twice. The judges find me guilty. There's no evidence. Then they have a show trial to find out how guilty, to literally try to take an employee-owned company away, accusing all of them as being bad because you're one of the employees. This is so criminal.
It's criminal. It is criminal, you guys. And now right after this judge ruled this, everybody, it came out in the news. Smartmatic, the whistleblowers came out, and he said everything. This guy was in on it. He said everything Mike Lindell said is true. It's happening in, it happened in the U.S. in the 2020, started in Venezuela. Then a week after that, you can't make this up, Smartmatic gets charged with criminal crimes all across our world, in Philippines, overseas, here. And now you would think, Alex, that I'd be able to go into court and say, hey, just like my cousin Vinny, with the new evidence, case dismissed. But no, it's not working like this. They're still attacking me and attacking my pillow. And even though it's in the news, Smartmatic, what did I defame? The mafia, a criminal crime family? Smartmatic is, they're criminals. I mean, it's just the way it is. Everything I've said about them is
right
true.
Well, here's the deal. It came out in the Clinton Foundation documents. 30-plus years ago, they said, we're scared of new people, entrepreneurs, and independent media. That's why we're targeted. We'll be right back. But, hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesShow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine.
pain. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesstore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultramethylene Blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy.
The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What appears to be the pipe bomber, Patsy, from all the intel we have, coming up at the start of the next hour. And Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency expert, is going to be there on the ground joining us. We have another expert on the globalists. Some incredible documents dealing with their plan for AI, global dictatorship takeover in the fourth hour. So the arraignment of Brian Cole Jr., live coverage from the courthouse coming up. Now, I'm going to say something real simple but powerful here. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure.
you know, to wear all our classic 1776 and Trump gear and all of it, the ball caps, all of it, hundreds of designs, and the best supplements. And we have a huge sale going. Buy any supplement, get anyone other free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 one free. That's unprecedented, massive sale. It ends Sunday. Also, today's the last day for any purchase on the site. You get put in to win both of the awesome super trucks, the Jeep and the Ford Raptor, that are off-road, just incredible, 500 horsepower, you name it. The Jeep's insane, so is the Raptor. Because every 2 months, there's a one-week crossover time where when any purchase you get put in for the sweepstakes. Well, this is the last day to be put in for both of them and $10,000 cash on each vehicle. So be sure to take advantage of that. Our great sponsor, Bigly. I don't own the AllShowsWar.com. Bigly does. And so even if they shut us down, which they're still battling to do, but we're fighting hard in court, we could win. A lot of big stuff's coming out. I'll leave it at that. Next week, going to stop. Not just the CIA and FBI running the attacks, but we got even more stuff. And the Justice Department investigated it. Ed Martin and Todd Blanche came and killed it. Well, guess what? There's more stuff going on. So I'm going to stop right there. But this is really evil stuff going on. But as long as you back us, we'll stay on air. Do your Christmas shopping with folks that back you 100% and get great products at the same time. The ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, all of it's game changing. The bovine colostrum, the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new creatine super concentrated nano gummies. Look at this gigantic container, folks. This is high quality. This is the latest product. Right now, thealexjonesstore.com. It's simple. Decide to do your shopping with people that fight for you. People that have a record of victory. And I'm going to say it right now. Let's just do this now. Mike Lindell, then we'll get into all the other huge news, and he'll be able to do his governor and, you know, Venezuela and all this other stuff. But before we do that, let's just do this. He didn't even ask to do this, but I want to do this right now. Everybody, if you don't back fighters, and there's nobody in the media like Mike Lindell or Alex Jones. We both are at the tip of the spear, having the greatest effect, massively targeted more than anybody else other than Trump in total lawsuits, attacks, you name it. And I mentioned before the break, I remember the Western Journalism Center about 15 years ago sued and got the Clinton records from their foundation, not the Global Foundation, the one in Little Rock, their presidential foundation. And they got the first days of their White House. They got it all. And they were obsessed then with shutting down newsletters and self-published books of the Clinton Chronicles. People, you know, they made films on VHS because of grassroots. And they said if they ever entrepreneurially fire up the conservative base with businesses, it's more popular than us. It will build an ecosystem. The CIA was advising them because people could then vote with their choices of who to buy with, and we would take over society peacefully through the free market. That's why they target Mike Lindell. That's why they target me, because we're smart enough to sell good products to you that employ Americans to then fund our operation, a symbiotic operation. That goes against the globalists, move everything to China and India. What we're doing is pure Americana, and I know you know this, I'm not lecturing you. I'm just saying, when you don't buy from MyPillow.com/Alex, when you don't support what we're doing, you're literally funding your enemies. And it'd be one thing if the products were crap. I bought all my stuff from them the last 10 years. The slippers, the products, all of it. It's all super high quality at insanely low prices. I don't even know how he makes money. And we know he used to have a little bit of money. I've seen it in the news. He spent it all fighting the tyrants, the little bit of money he had saved. That's what I did too. And I don't care. I don't care about it. The fight's what matters. But Mike Lindell, let's do a plug right now. I know we were talking during the break when I said I'm about to do this. It wasn't even your idea. You were able to just call your people and say free shipping on top of all the sales for our listeners right now at mypillow.com/Alex. There's a toll free number as well. We'll put it on screen. 800-675-4614. Here's the bottom line, folks. You want to win wars? It takes money to win wars. I mean, communists rob banks and kidnap people for money. No, we just sell you great pillows and great supplements and great slippers, and then we go to total war for you and get SWAT teamed and attacked and sued. And we love it. We were in the fight. We're not bitching. We're like attack dogs ready to go. But when we come home at night all bit up, we just want you to stitch us up and give us a bowl of dog food. Okay? I mean, it's simple. Feed your attack dogs. Feed us. We want to kill lies. Not violently. We want to attack. It's what we're bred to do. Don't worry. We ain't bitching. We're just saying, if you ain't feeding your attack dogs, you are stupid. Go to MyPillow.com/Alex and check out the insane products. Tell us what's going on right now at MyPillow. Survivor and overcomer Mike Lindell.
Yeah. Yeah, we put all of our flagship products on sale, and with the promo code Alex, you guys, you're getting free shipping on your entire order. This time of year, all the shippers raise their already high prices. My employees and I want to thank all of you for all your support that we've been able to hang in there by the grace of God and still be standing in spite of all the attacks. And they so use promo code Alex, free shipping no matter what you get. We have over 250 products from the My Slippers, the My Towels, the Six Packs Towels, $39.98, 50% off the towels that actually dry you. Remember, when I take any product, I reverse engineer it, and what are the problems with it? And then you end up with the best product ever. We have our Giza Dream Sheets. By the way, the president's favorite product, he loves the Giza Dream Sheet. They, those sheets are like no other, as low as $29.98. We have the My Slippers, as Alex mentioned. They're normally $149.98 on sale for $59.98. For the promo code Alex, we're making it $39.98 a pair. And then we have all our blankets came in as low as $25. And the one I want to tell you about, the My Cross that I wear, the My Cross is made in the USA, 50% off men's and women's. Yeah, get those. They make the best Christmas gifts ever. And the last one I want to mention, the 5-pack pillows. These are Bible pillows for Christmas. Our travel pillows, our kid pillows that you read Bible verses on them, and they have like, Noah's Ark, baby Jesus. You get 5 of them for $29.98. That's less than $6 a Christmas gift. Free shipping on your entire order. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now. So you have a comfort for Christmas. When they open them up, you're going to get another 60-day money-back guarantee all the way to March 1st of 2026. And remember, 10-year warranty on all my pillow products. And so thanks, Alex, for your audience. And getting through. My employees, I'll tell you, I, to be able even to run for governor, I had to make sure that my pillow could get through this. And it's been a year and a half of them being attacked. Imagine a ship going at sea and you just keep getting blown full of holes every day. And you gotta repair this. Hey, let's fix this over here. We'll do this here.
They take American Express. They take your credit card processing. Yeah. They SWAT team you. But let me guess. Yeah. I haven't heard you talk about this. I'm just guessing. Cause my crew's the same way. The more persecution you've gone through together, I bet your team's closer than ever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My pillow, all my employees were like a family, and we've been getting through this. They know the attacks. The ones you're taking the call. If you guys call and take your orders, say one of my employees answers that call, and they love hearing from you too, because they love hearing to keep going, you know, help. They're so encouraging. All of you are that call my employees, and it's made us so much closer. But Alex, I want to say one more thing about my pillow. The government under Arctic Frost, they started attacking my pillow in the spring of 2022. Remember, they took my cell phone, but what they did back then, they went and got rid of Walmart. This is their own government, got rid of Walmart. They got rid of American Express. They went to my vendors. And
let's be clear.
The
they got your cell phone with a SWAT team raid. They did similar scenarios with me. Then they used it as a blueprint to attack your entire infrastructure. That's espionage.
Yeah, they went after, I got debanked, 4 banks.
That's called a conspiracy against rights, Mike. I'm about to file a major suit on them for this.
Yeah, they took away a PayPal, my merchant server that I've been with for years, $5 million. They said we're going to hold $5 million of your money. It was a complete attack. And then the ones that they didn't go after, well, then all of those said, hey, we're calling in your credit, Mike, because it looks like you don't have a chance with all these attacks. So we have to pay cash for everything. No one's going to come to me and give me any credit or anything.
And by the way, I knew the numbers and I've seen it. You spent all your personal money to prop it up. Barely survived, but you launched the call, people bought the product, and you survived. And what's crazy is the more we beat them, our listeners hold us up, MyPillow and InfoWars, the more we beat them and survive, they get madder and madder and madder and madder and want it more. Because Smartmatic's been busted, indicted, it's all coming out, and they've dropped everything else but you and me. The point is, they don't move on, they just want, it's like bloodhounds have got a scent.
Right.
They just got our scent, and they are just coming.
Absolutely. I want to say that, you know, I'm the only one that brought all the way to jury trial the first machine case in Colorado. It was the beginning of June when the last thing the jury heard from that horrible lawyer for them. That lawyer says, you know, this is what the last thing the jury heard. He says, you know, you all heard that Mike Lindell had a net worth of almost $100 million 4 years ago, and now you've heard testimony here. He's minus $10 million. But we're asking you, jury, for $60 million, and if that bankrupts Mike Lindell and MyPillow, so be it, because we need to send a message to the country that you don't question our elections and put out disinformation. And I'm telling you that, I mean, it's disgusting, but I'm gonna get your audience a warning here. Dominion this summer, everybody, another voting machine company, it came out in the news. Dominion's bought out by this Republican, and they're going to call it Liberty Vote, and we're going to drop all the lawsuits against Rudy Giuliani, OAN, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. They lied to you, everybody. What they went to them, and they made deals with them, walk-away deals, where everybody just walk away. We've destroyed you, but you walk away, and you can never talk about the machines again. They came to me. I said, what? I'm not doing any deal with you. You said you're going to drop the case, then just go drop it. I said, and then they came, well, Mike, we'll do a walk-away, and you can never talk about the machines again. So I put in $40, $50 million fighting this and trying to save our country, and you think I'm going to walk away? I've said it before. I don't care how much money that it costs me. I don't know how far down I have to go. The machines, the voting machines they need to go in this country like 100.
And that's why I respect you. It's why you're my peer. I have nothing, and I'm richer than I've ever been spiritually. And I'm not going to spend your time hearing this, but they did it 3 years ago before the fake trials, and they did it after under a federal court-ordered mediation in Fort Worth 2 years ago. And they come in, and they say, we want you to stop doing the Second Amendment thing, and we'll drop it. And they leave it. I go, watch. Say we'll listen. They're going to come back and say, now we want you to work for us and be a liberal. And they come back, and they go, yeah, actually want you to be going to conferences with us. We want you to work for us now and just abandon what you do, and we've got a bunch of money for you. And I'm like, do you understand, before all the lawsuits started, I was in D.C. I was told it was another meeting with the top Republican law firm, and they take me up in this big building, and it's top Democrats. It was an off-record meeting. It wasn't a criminal meeting, so I'm not going to break confidence. And they said, listen, we're about to sue you and destroy you, or you can take $50 million a year personally as your salary. We want you to head this fact-checking thing before that got big, and you'll be the reformed guy, and you're going to be the big star. And I said, I'm not doing it. They said, you're making a big mistake. And then all the lawsuits started. So, again, the fact is, I don't know if they've done this to you. I mean, have they offered to buy you off? It sounds like they did.
Yeah, no. Here's what they've done to me. The new name, Liberty Vote, they said, well, Mike, you can be a spokesman for us. Same machine, same thing. What? I said, so let me get this straight. And I told him, I told him straight out, you could give me $100 million and I won't take that deal. We're gonna lose our country. Your machines, I don't care what brand they are. Just cause you changed the name, you think it's okay that you've destroyed myself.
See, I didn't even know company. This, but it's a blueprint. Exactly. So you're not for sale. You have integrity. And people, you understand, people don't have integrity. They are integrity. I've tried to explain this. Mm-hmm. I can't sell out. I can't screw people over. And these folks just don't know how to deal with us. That's why they want to take you off the air.
That's right. No, 100%. This has all been about.
Because you're their nightmare. I'm their nightmare. Yeah. If other Americans catch on to being what we're supposed to be like and we all act like this, it's over.
It's over. We don't have our voice. You guys, the biggest difference now that we have now, the advantage we have now that we didn't have way back, two of the most important dates in history, Alex, I believe are January 7th and 8th of 2021. And we're going, well, why is that, Mike? Well, that's the day 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, anybody that spoke out about the election, the vaccine, or for that matter, spoke out against, or out for Jesus Christ. They deplatformed everybody. Parler was wiped off the face of the earth. Our president lost 100 million followers on Twitter. But our voice went down when, like I've said this before, when I was growing up, we watched black and white TVs. When we turned them off as kids and went down to a little tiny dot and we turned it back on and came back to life, that dot was our voice. And our voice did not die those days. If it had, we were done forever. And Alex, I thank you. Your voice, my voice, other people out there, we never gave up. And our voice got bigger and bigger and bigger. So now when all this stuff comes to light of the machine crime and all this other stuff, everything that's going on, these things now get magnified where people don't get their fake news from the left, or they don't get their non-news from Fox and Newsmax and places like that, that will not even talk about our election platforms. You know, and which, by the way, is another good thing of running for governor in Minnesota. You have access right away to access to the voting machines to see if they're compliant. Well, I'll tell you what, if you find one machine in this United States of a voting machine compliant, you'd have gold.
Well, I got to tell you, and I'm just saying this to rub it in my enemy's wounds. I never was into money, but I made a little extra. And I'm like, well, I'll get a little 127-acre thing, you know, in case things collapse. I never had time to even go there. And I had a little fishing shack that I got like 20 years ago, lost that, hadn't been there in a year, never had time. And they would take the stuff and like laugh and say, we're taking your stuff. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And the greatest thing is I am so much freer with the few things I had taken away. And it just means right. nothing, because liberty's everything. And to these ghouls, they just can't get it. They go, why don't you take the deal? Why don't you sell out? It's like, sell out to you. I mean, like, you know, it's like Trump's about the Somalis. It'd be one thing if you came from paradise and told us how to do it, but you're coming here and telling us we suck and we're garbage. No, your leaders are garbage. It's like, we're done.
Right. No, absolutely. And people, they don't realize, like for myself, you know, I had my own plane and everything. It's all gone. It doesn't matter to me. This was all about, you know, I'm going to tell you, Alex, when these FBI guys surrounded me at that time in September of 2022 and took my phone at a Hardee's restaurant, they did it in the middle of the day. If they'd have done it at night, they didn't identify us. I would have bashed through it in a high speed chase. We were in the parking lot for probably, there was four or five of them, and I started scolding them for everything they had done, taking citizens, bashing their doors in Colorado, ripping 14-year-olds down the stairs by their hair and putting them out in the yard in their underwear. This stuff all happened to everybody. And I'm scolding these guys. I go, where's your moral compass, you guys? And they looked at me. They go, Mike, we're just doing our job. I said, when you guys cross a line, the government weaponized against citizens, and I'm scolding them. And then I witnessed to him about Jesus. I said, have you guys read my book? You guys need some help here. Well, then the one FBI guy goes, all my stuff's, I've been doing this 35 years. He goes, Mike, we have things to do. You know, I said, really? You have things to do. But you sit and followed me down to Iowa and back on a hunting trip. And then you could have just came to my office and said, hey, we want to see your, make a copy of your phone. I could have cared less. I mean, I'm not one that
to target all your business contacts. So let me hit this. Let's talk about a hero. You have the election head under Soros, publishes the codes to hack the computers. Then you have the lady that exposes it all, literally with cancer. And now people say, well, he should partner. It's state. He can. He could do witness protection program. The sleazebag governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, refused to allow an elderly woman, Tina Peters, who was unfairly convicted of what the Democrats do, cheating on elections, out of jail. She was convicted for trying to stop Democrats from stealing Colorado votes in the election. She was preserving election records, which she was obliged to do under federal law. She has now served more than a year in jail, solitary confinement, 8 years to go. On top of everything, she has cancer survivor, the lightweight governor who has allowed this state to go to hell, Trend to Agwe, anyone should be ashamed of himself. They have to keep her shut down because she has the proof. This is insane. Yep. Can you speak about her?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. This is, it's just horrible what's happened. And that judge, when she stood in that courtroom, once you see what we see and know what we know, everybody, just like Tina, she's a hero. She didn't back down to that judge. The judge basically said, you know what? You're a risk. So you're going to keep on going out there and spewing false information about our elections. And she goes, I'm not even going to let you out for your appeal. And here's a gold star mom, never had a ticket in her life, not even a speeding ticket. You can't make this up. He puts her in prison for 9 years. She's a political prisoner.
She's a female Andy Griffith, the real deal, literally dying with serious pneumonia in prison, in solitary confinement, and they want to kill her. And I, like you said, just like with you and me, they go, we want you to shut up. The judge said, shut up and I'll let you out. She's like, no, I'm putting you in prison to shut you up. The State Department's number one rule is a government let you question elections? If they don't, it's a fraud. But now they violate their own rules and say you do not ask questions.
Absolutely. And our president, he's doing everything he can to get her out. What you just read, I think that was from 2 days ago. This administration has subpoenaed Colorado for all their election records and, to get those. And I don't believe they've even gave one because they've deleted them all. They broke all the laws. Everybody, Dominion and Jenna Griswold, the crooked Secretary of State of Colorado, they deleted everything in the spring of 21, the whole 2020 election. They put a good name on it called the Trusted Bill. Well, you have to hold those records by federal law for 22 months, by Colorado law, 28 months. They committed crimes against not just Colorado, our country and all humanity. That Jenna Griswold, the tip of the spear. This woman should be put in prison. I've said it before. Melt down the voting machines, turn them into prison bars. There's your number one person that she'd be behind.
What an arrogant sack of filth she is. In closing, our big problem is the DOJ. They've all committed these crimes. I mean, she published the data codes to hack the computers. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think's going on at the DOJ?
They to get her out, you mean?
No, I mean the DOJ not prosecuting these people.
Oh, I think they're going to get there, Alex. I really do. I think that they're. You know, building stuff up. There's so many people to prosecute. I firmly believe that they're going to be doing it, but there's just so much to do. It's like, where does it end? I've lived it for 4.5 years. Where does good end and evil be, or where does evil end and good begin? You look over here and you go, that guy's bad. This guy's a criminal. This guy's a criminal. It's like living inside the biggest spy movie in history. I can't imagine the DOJ having their hands so full, because this is a whole nother thing.
It's a full-time job just for me to know all the admitted crimes they committed against me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I just think they're understaffed. We need right now, during this time, you know, just start hiring more and more people there, because it is the crime. Look at what they got. Now they got to move over to Minnesota and that whole crime thing that's going on. I mean, this is all opening up, and I really believe, for me, I've always said, you know, that'll be taken care of. But for my number one thing is I want to get to paper ballots hand counted in this country to secure our midterm elections. And I'm going to tell everybody a hope. There is hope. Just in Texas alone, 5 counties, including a huge Dallas county, has voted to go to paper ballots hand counted in these upcoming primaries. So we're going to have a great example for the country.
And the Supreme Court just upheld Texas's redistricting.
Yes, they did. Amen. We have over 300,000 people on the ground in all 50 states through the Cause of America and the Election Crime Bureau, and they're all out there working hard as patriots from the ground
up. I know you gotta go, and Ivan Regler's coming up for the courthouse with the pipe bomber, but it's a 2-minute break. I just want you to come back briefly and explain. You have the biggest independent network exposing election fraud, totally vindicating the country. I know you've got that group. I want to give that website out, because I forget it. But just do 5 more minutes with us. I'll be gone at 5 after. But real quick.
Yeah, okay.
People need to go to mypillow.com/Alex. Free shipping on top of it. That deal's just for you. Running for how long is that going to run, Mike?
We're going to run that all the way through Christmas.
Okay, beautiful. We're kind of
Alex
this.
Special. Yep,
beautiful.
We're going to
thank you.
I want y'all to get the best Christmas gifts ever. Free shipping on your entire order, everybody. This is our Alex Jones exclusive. There's Alex. Use that promo code
Alex. All right, stay there, Mike. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. You're the best. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultramethylene Blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even
stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexhillshow.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexhillshow.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Suspect is devastatingly insane. Wait till we hit it next segment. This is horrible. They're framing him as a Trump supporter. Not only is the cover up, it's, oh my God, I could talk 10 hours on this. We got, just wait, this is bad. Mike Lindell, founder of MyPillow, in the top three or four most embattled people in the Trump era, a true survivor. He was, going to get into the good news. He got cut off by the end of the hour. The good news, we only got a few minutes, so I'm going to shut up. The good news of all over the country, Supreme Court saying, yeah, no, these redistricting are good. The Democrats had rigged it. In Texas, other places coming out. All these counties and cities around the country exposing fraud. Thousands of different indictments and stuff for all sorts of election fraud. You just don't see it in the news. A lot of good things happening. A minute or two on that, and then a final announcement, because you let everybody know, free shipping are extending just to our viewers and listeners at MyPillow.com/Alex through Christmas. Thank you so much for that, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely, Ethan. Thank you. Yeah, everybody, if right now there are so many good things going on in the country of counties getting rid of the machines, going to paper ballots. We've been fighting at that level up. Our great president's fighting coming down. There's all this news, and you can get all of it. You can go to Vocal, VOCL.com. That's where we have the Election Crime Bureau, the Cause of America. You can get involved, get all the information there. Or another thing, if you want to help out my fight and all that's in with MyPillow and find out information there, the good things and that are going on, it's MyPillowTrial.com. So you can check out those two things, MyPillowTrial.com or Vocal.com. That's our social media platform for all election integrity. That's VOCL.com. It's on the App Store. You can look up Mike Lindell app. That's where we do all our communication. Everything coming out of the White House is there. And all from my people on the ground. We have over 300,000 people with Cause of America and the Election Crime Bureau. So we have that going on. And you guys, but I do want to thank you all with the best specials ever from MyPillow. We saved it for this day. This is an exclusive. MyPillow.com/Alex, everybody. You're going to get free shipping on your entire order. Everything from the slippers we put on sale, the MyPillows we put on sale, we put the towels on sale. These are huge. Up to, there we go. Use that promo code Alex too. The blowout sale. Let's start there. That Christmas special. These are the pillows that made us famous. $14.98 for the standard My Pillows, the best pillows ever made. 10-year warranty, wash and dry, but they actually work. They give you the best sleep ever. Then next to that, the My Slippers, $39.98. You get a free bottle of our leather spray or leather protector and free shipping, remember, on your entire order. The one on the right there with all the blankets, you guys, we have like 5 different styles of blankets that came in about a week ago. Once they're gone, they're gone. This all came in for Christmas. We had to prepay cash for these, and as low as $25. 5 different styles of blankets, throw blankets, blankets for your bed. And then we have the towels, you guys, the 6-piece towel sets. And then we also have the sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on, as low as $29.98. Also, I want to quick mention, we have our Made in the USA mattresses and mattress toppers on sale. Get yourself a gift before Christmas here. Free shipping on your entire order. Shipping's expensive now. That's on my employees and myself with that promo code Alex. And if you guys call 800-675-4614, my operators are standing by. You're going to get them. They speak English. They're right here in the USA. It's a win, 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 win. So thank you so much.
I love it. You are a true warrior, and you're not just surviving. You're persevering and being totally vindicated. And we're still in a big fight, but it ain't cakewalk for the New World Order anymore. They're in deep crap.
Alex, and you're a hero. You're the hero to this country, and you keep up the fight, too. God bless you.
I will. I love you, Mike. Have a great Christmas. We'll talk again before that, but God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexandshore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency operative, lawyer, you name it, is in the courthouse with the pipe bomber. I'm going to just say it, Patsy. And the problem is to go over the evidence of why I know that would take 5 hours. I know most of you are read in on it, too. You're like, this is ridiculous. But it came out from gate analysis using NSA technology, who they thought it was, this Capitol Police person. Turned out Kyle Serafin, and this has now been released. People said it wasn't true. They couldn't believe it. By God's weird fate, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Was assigned watching the houses of these people, the neighbor, another Capitol Police cop, right after J6. And then now when all this heat comes out the last few weeks, they then have a autistic black guy whose family owns a Bell's Bonds company, and they say he barely can even talk. He was also driving DoorDash in the area. They're using that as the geolocation of his phone. And now he's confessed and says he did it for Trump because the election was stolen. Perfect. So even the old FBI didn't go with this because they knew it wouldn't fly. 5 years ago. But now, don't worry, we've got the new information, and finally we got some Trump person on J6 planning something bad. We finally got it. We're propping up the official J6 story. And I came in here yesterday morning, and Thomas, one of our great researchers, walked up and he said, it'll be an autistic or retarded person. And I said, you bet it will. And I said on air sometime yesterday, if somebody can find it, I said, I bet it'll be a mentally retarded or autistic person. Who blew up the Reichstag, the Nazi said? A retarded guy named Marinus Vanderloo. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make this stuff up. And, of course, they're fake pipe bombs, and they're, according to FBI agents I've talked to, at their facility, that's the pipe bombs they train with. And the police pull up, and out of all these parks and gardens, go right to the two spots the bombs are, and then just sit there and touch them like they're not scared and let school kids walk right by and don't block the roads. Let me tell you, when the cops think they got a real bomb, you know what they do, right? The bomb squad comes in, everybody stays back, depending on how big the bomb is, very far away, and they send in a frickin' robot. We've already shown all this. This is ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as saying, we're going to release footage of Epstein killing himself. Well, it's around the hallway. You can't really see a cell, but here it is. And there's a bunch of missing video. Whoever is advising Bongino and Patel, and I'm not giving them a pass on this. I'm saying, I got 50-something people working for me, and if they weren't all behind me doing a great job, I'd be screwed. Trump's got 4 million under him. Bongino and them, tens of thousands. I understand they got a busy schedule. They're told this crap. But whoever is giving them these stories, oh, there are Epstein files, we're going to release them. No, now they don't exist. We're not going to release them. And that event, putting out old Epstein files, 8 months ago, like, Seraphim Smart, high-level, top FBI whistleblower, been batting 1,000. He said, no, it's the crisis management team who are still Democrats. They're giving them these stories and telling them it's true, and they're just going with it. And I'm not giving cover to Patel and Bongino and them. This is destroying you. I mean, if you were actually a criminal and a Lex Luthor were smart, you would just shut your mouth. But you don't. You do the most absolute amateur crap you could imagine. I am poleaxed at this point. I am godsmacked. I mean, yeah, we called it, oh, it'll be an autistic or retarded person. And they can't help themselves. Of course, I didn't even think of this. I dropped the ball. I'm going to say it. I'm not always right. He's a Trump supporter that did it for Trump. And now it gets worse. Grok and other AI has looked at the gait of this guy and photos of him and says it's not the same person. No kidding. Pull up. Let me show you. Let me show you this black guy. So you got this person that to me looks like a woman. The mannerisms, all of it, they're covered up, but I remember seeing the gait and the walk of the people that robbed the Louvre, and I said, those are North Africans. And they were Algerians. 10-second video of them, I said, North Africans. I said, probably Algerians, because that used to be a colony of France. That's usually the main problem. Keep two data points. Who's the main North African group in France? Algerians. What do those guys look like? Their shoulders, their heads, their little skinny legs, all of it. It's like people look at me, like I've been in Germany. People walk up and start speaking German because I'm half German. I look German, I mean, it's kind of like, North Africans. And I called it. North Africans robbed the Louvre. Well, this, to me, looks like a woman. But you have the witnesses. You have the information. You have Kyle Servant staking out the house of the cop next door to her, told to go stake it out. After J6. And now we said yesterday, I bet it's an autistic or mentally retarded person. And now that's who they tell us. And we've got Grok right here.
looking at this and looking at photos and videos of this guy. Grok, the black man with glasses in this graduation photo, left plausibly the hooded suspect right due to massively different arm and leg ratios. Exact query. What does Grok say? The man with glasses on the left has normal, even slightly short-armed proportions, fingertips, and mid-thigh. The hooded suspect on the right has exceptionally long arms, fingertips, nearly to knee, even when relaxed. These are not subtle differences. They are extreme and obvious once you look at them. The difference is relative arm length is so large that it is essentially impossible for those to be the same person unless the hooded individual is deliberately extending his arms downward or wearing arm extensions, which is not the case. And have you looked at the suspect that's been pinpointed? She's weird looking and got big ass arms. Long arms. Are these two hooded images the same person? And then it goes through it. This is bad, folks. This is really bad. Ivan Raiklin is there at the arraignment of D.C. pipe bomber suspect Brian Cole Jr. They also put out this info that he sued the DHS. That was other fake news. But now we're told that he's a Trump supporter, mad about election fraud. Oh, backing up the whole J6 narrative. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly lawyer, great guy, ear to the ground. They're at the courthouse right now. What in hell is going on, Ivan Raiklin? This looks really bad.
This makes absolutely no sense, Alex. I mean, it's a sprinkling of Jesse Smollett with a sprinkling of anarchy. I mean, we don't trust our institutions at this point, and I don't think they convinced us that this individual is the actual pipe bomber based on the press conference that they had yesterday down the street over at the DOJ, nor what they presented us with lacking. There was no evidence that they provided us. And so I would say that the analysis that was done by the Blaze is more convincing and compelling than what we were just shown yesterday, not only in the pleading, but also in the press conference. So I'm not sure that this is our guy, particularly with what you just mentioned. Doesn't the gait analysis on this individual doesn't match up with the autistic individual that they claim it is.
Well, what about the FBI is not even looking at this for 4 years and now for, 10, 11 months. But as soon as this Blaze thing breaks, suddenly they got him and then it looks nothing like, the person. You look at the body, looks nothing like him.
Yeah, so my sources told me that, I guess, Cash called the Blaze, Glenn Beck, and essentially was nudging him to remove, fire, whatever, what you will, Steve Baker. That's what I heard. And then next thing you know, a few weeks later, we hear this. I don't know. At the end of the day, maybe we just have to ask Jake Tapper who the actual pipe bomber is, because he's so accurate in the complexion. And his complexion is very similar to...
Yeah, he's the new suspect, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess the complexion is very similar to Michael Byrd, who murdered Ashley Babbitt, and so the U.S. Capitol Police officer, and very similar complexion to Lila Morris, the Metropolitan Police Department officer that went ahead and beat to death Roseanne Boylan. I mean, I guess there's a trend. Maybe we should ask Jake Tapper if he knows anything more about that.
What do you make of out of the gates? They say he's confessed and he did it because the election was stolen. And this looks like central casting to me, the running man. There's Ben Richards, the brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children.
Autistic man confesses. I don't know. A lot of times people confess based on the pressure that the entirety of the government puts on them to make a confession. I mean, the little evidence that we did see, he purchased some equipment from Home Depot, from Walmart, I think a couple other places. But when you look at the timeline of it, just look at the timeline analysis. When were these first purchases made? And this was, I think, March of 2020. And this is well before right about the time that the lockdowns happened.
Yeah, way before the election, and they got geolocating. It was also DoorDash. But let's just be clear. I saw them in the Owen Schroyer criminal case make filings saying he's a liar, he's never worked at InfoWars, and he went in the Capitol. And it's filings. He was here for like 6-7 years before that in an anchor.
and was there with me saying don't go in the building. So I don't even believe those filings. I don't believe anything they say. Remember Richard Jewell, totally innocent, right, setting him up for the Olympic Park bombing at the Olympics.
I mean, this institution, the FBI, just down the street, the DOJ, they've proven themselves to be complete liars consistently. And it doesn't matter if you have Cash up there. I mean, we have to scrutinize the individuals that presented the evidence to Cash and Dan. That's where we need to start. Like, what are their motivations? They could literally go through hundreds of thousands of transactions and then piece together through manipulated reverse engineering to make it plausible that this individual was behind it, right? And then from there, they can file the case. He can plead whatever he pleads. They take it to trial, and at the end of the trial, he's not guilty. And then what happens? People move on to the next thing, and nothing is solved.
Well, that's right. Exactly. This guy's just a placeholder just to distract
Patsy,
people.
Patsy, basically.
So, but let's be clear. You just dropped the bombshell, and it's in the indictment. They're using metadata. They're using geolocation data that in March he's at a Home Depot. He's here. This is way before the election. They're saying he went and made bombs because they sold the election. So he's a time traveler. He's making bombs,
right?
6 months before, 7 months before the election.
He's doing it before the states implemented the illegal COVID measures on the election. So he must be a really good oracle to know in advance that there's going to be 39 states running their elections illegally. They're going to shut things down. They're going to go ahead and rig the primaries for the Biden criminal syndicate, right? And then from there, they're going to go ahead and rig the general election. No, I mean, this is just complete nonsense. It doesn't pass the sniff test. And when you start to, I mean, just looking at the headlines, it doesn't pass the sniff test. And then when you look into more detail, it gets even worse.
Yeah, but you just dodged it. I'm reading it right here. They have geolocation data of him in March and in April going to Home Depot and places. Oh my goodness. That I went to Home Depot last week. I mean,
I go to Home Depot several times a week.
So
it's pretty close to where I live, and I can go to the Home Depot this is literally in my backyard, Alex. I was earlier today at the alleged home down in Woodbridge. And that's there's a Home Depot down there. There's a Walmart.
Yeah, I should imagine you went to his house,
Alexandria.
And his family says this is complete horse crap.
Yeah, so.
They say he's completely unpolitical.
It's just embarrassing.
He lives with his parents. Absolute BS.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to the truth of what's going on with this particular case.
So they literally just looked at a bunch of cell phone data and said, okay, we got an autistic black guy lives with his parents. Let's just pick him and blame him.
Yes. I mean, that's basically what's going on. I was actually in Las Vegas yesterday with Mindy Robinson and Ben Miller. And when the news story broke in the morning, I started reading it out loud as we're going to an event. And I read it out loud and Mindy Robinson said, oh, it's probably going to be an autistic guy. And lo and behold, it's an autistic guy because it's an easy patsy to go after, right?
That's what my crew said. I said it yesterday. Wasn't my idea. It was actually Thomas's. So let me ask you this. So if they're saying the evidence is from 6-7 months before the election, that he's now mad, when it wasn't even a controversy, until November leading through, then this guy is the real time traveler from Back to the Future. Like, he has the DeLorean. So the real
88.8 miles an hour at some point in time in order to be able to do this.
Okay. So what's going on at the FBI that they would cook up something this ridiculous?
The only thing, if you assume, and at this point, I don't agree with this assumption, but let's assume that Cash and Dan are good faith actors, okay? Let's just make that assumption. Then we have to take a nice picture. We have to take a look at the actual agents that put forth this evidence together and then step that through. But when you ask these questions during the press conference, Cash is the first one to say, oh, that's a great question. You're a great investigative journalist. There's a lot of interest in this particular case, but we're not going to be able to tell you. Trust me, bro. We're going to get to it at some point in time.
Remember
what
he said on
Joe
Rogan?
What are you talking about?
Trust me, I'm a good guy. And he said it on Fox Home. He goes, listen, there is nobody helping crooks. Listen, I was told by the agents, I was briefed. You believe an agency that has a longer nose than Pinocchio?
Yeah. You can't believe the agents. I don't believe anybody until you show me the evidence. Show me the math, right? Here's the answer. Believe me that It's ridiculous.
But let's go back to this. He's at a Home Depot in March. He's the bomber when the election hadn't even happened. That is insane.
Right when the lockdowns happened, he must have just forecasted purchasing devices and then thinking through it. His autistic abilities were just so immaculate to forecast the future. Oh, I'll say one thing. Enough of the kind of like horsing around, if you will. When I did my analysis of this and I thought through who in the entire political ecosystem here in DC was actually forecasting very early and wargaming January 6th. According to Jamie Raskin's own book, he said that in the spring of 2020 into the summer, Nancy Pelosi asked him to be the lead individual for the Democrats to wargame all permutations of January 6th. Everything. So if you're going to go the route of being a good forecaster or who was probably involved in this, I would say you got to take a look at Jamie Raskin and whether or not this individual had communicated with Jamie Raskin. Maybe they're through a nonprofit like they normally do. I did read his book. I had to because I'm looking at this in depth. He talked about using some sort of a nonprofit and a fundraising mechanism to prepare for the 2020 election, as well as preparing for all courses of action to block the Republicans from winning the election on January 6th during the Electoral College vote and the joint session. So I'd like to see if there's any communications between this individual and Jamie Raskin, and that might get us somewhere.
Well, it looks like the Blaze is retracting their story, which they've got to do legally if they know there's lawsuits coming. And again, people say, oh, just prove it in court. No, they'll put it in a kangaroo court. The judge will find you guilty.
Yeah, so as far as retraction, I said this from the get-go when that article from the Blaze was published. It wasn't a definitive allegation. It was just a recitation of an analysis based on a particular unique analytic tool known as gate analysis. So I don't think that they were under legal risk, but they're just being extra cautious. And I'm going to say this. So far, what I've seen based on what the FBI has provided us publicly, the more accurate or more plausible hypothesis is the one that Steve Baker presented.
I mean, let's be clear. 3 weeks after this breaks, they suddenly have the pipe bomber, and it's an autistic black dude. And you said March. I'm now reading the indictment. They're claiming he was planning the bombings in 2019 for the stolen election.
Yes.
So this guy is literally Nostradamus.
Apparently. I mean, this guy needs to be hired by, I don't know, our intelligence community to forecast everything. I mean, this is a superb analyst. I mean, just God level, you know, God level chess, like you say. I mean, I don't know, Alex, what to tell you. The other thing I want to tell you, I'm outside of this courtroom. So earlier I was at the home. Yesterday I was told that it was all blocked off for a couple blocks, that entire community. Today it was pretty quiet. There's no one, there's one vehicle outside of the residence. And so I found out from a source that they were going to have a hearing at 1:30. It wasn't anywhere on the calendar. I mean, I didn't know about it until I found out about, it was apparently about 1 o'clock, 1:10. So I went up here to the courthouse in DC. And when I got here closer to 2 o'clock, they actually had already had the hearing or the arraignment. Now it's interesting that there was he didn't plead guilty, not guilty. I'm being told by some of the media that was just here as I pulled up. It's kind of a weird hearing. Usually when your initial hearing is, you're going to, especially it's a Friday.
Yeah, I should have gone there. You're like the only real media covering it. What happened to this hearing? Because corporate media says he pled guilty. But so we're going to bring him in. But just what are you hearing went on this weird hearing?
That's basically all I heard. I missed the hearing, so I don't know actually what happened. All I heard was a couple of cameramen that were told by their fake news media reporters of what occurred in the arraignment. It was just an initial hearing, which would mean maybe there's a scheduling. They're going to wait until Monday.
But we're already unclear told if he's arrested pled guilty. We're already told he pled guilty. Who knows if that's even true?
Well, if that's the case, I mean, if The Wire is saying it, maybe some of the major platforms, that's probably an accurate statement. I just haven't seen it because I went into the courtroom, missed it, so I haven't been looking at the Wire. Something as simple as that, guilty or not guilty, then I would actually tend to agree with that being actual and factual.
Well, the
The family.
But you're saying confess.
The family says.
I don't think he pled guilty. He actually confessed during the interaction with the FBI. Yeah, that's different than what's going on in the court.
Yeah, sorry, I got that wrong. Yeah, he didn't plead guilty. He confessed. That's what I meant. Oh my God, my head is spinning right now. Ivan Regal, stay there. We'll talk big picture about Hegseth and the latest. He's been totally exonerated. The whole thing was fake. This is treason. I'll explain how. On the other side, we have a lawyer on from the Defense Department with us. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesshow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy.
Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Who would have known a 1980s classic, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox, has been brought back, remade to the new screen. They just brought back The Running Man. Talk about fake news. By the way, I watched an excellent film. Wow, they have remade it with Brian Cole, Back to the Future. Turns out a year before the election, he was building pipe bombs because the election was stolen in their indictment. This is incredible. Here's the trailer for the new movie.
Steven Spielberg presents Back to the Future, a Robert Zemeckis film. Marty leads an ordinary life.
No McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Well, history is going to change.
And 1985 is not his year. But Dr. Brown is about to change all that.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
He's sending Marty 30 years back in time.
It works! It's a flying saucer from outer space!
Now, he's trapped in the past.
This has got to be a dream.
About to meet...
Chocolate.
...his future father.
He's a baby tough.
Wow!
And he's making an impression on his mother.
He's an absolute dream. And he can sleep in my room.
Anything you do could have serious repercussions on future events.
Now, he's got to make his mother and father fall in love.
That's right, now, lad. I haven't even been born yet.
And only Dr. Brown can help him get back to the future.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Precisely.
Michael J. Fox.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Christopher Lloyd.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Back to the Future.
You know, we're not making jokes about this. It's so insane. Brian Cole, the key here, went into the future. Ivan Regler reading the indictment said, oh, March he's building pipe bombs because the election's stolen before it happens. No, he's even building bombs before that. There's footage of him doing it. So, you know, getting serious here, Ivan, put bookends on this. And I want to talk about Hegseth. You are a former top Green Beret, most elite Army units there are, and I can't talk about that, but... Then Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, you know, worked with General Flynn, highly recommended, known you for many years, did a great job since you activated here on the home front. I want to finish up with this. I want to get into Hegseth because from my understanding of military law and U.S. law, well, we'll get to that in a moment, but when you leak classified info that are lies to undermine the Secretary of Defense, the President and his orders, and it undermines national security, for a coup to discredit the commander-in-chief, it's classical treason. And now the admiral testified, no, Hegseth, just like he said, they said, sir, we're launching the attack. Good, green lit. Didn't sit there and watch it. Had a lot of things to do. Didn't say kill them all. That's the standard when something doesn't sink or is destroyed, you keep hitting it. And it's just a complete fraud. So who leaked it, the fake info, with the intent to undermine the duly elected president of the Department of Defense to destroy national readiness and security? You know they'll do it any other conflict we're in. This is a maximum red level event, but in my view, and they need to grab all the people. It's not regular due process in the military. National security letter, grab all the phones, find out who did it, and then indict their ass for espionage for the deep state. I mean, that to me is a no-brainer. But let's get to that in a moment. Finishing up with the pipe bombing situation, where you see this going?
Yeah, if I may, just real quick, as the previous thought that you talked about, it's the same playbook as Adam Schiff. Remember Adam Schiff said that he would go into the skiff and say, oh, I saw information that there was Russian.
No, hold
Russian,
on. I know. I shouldn't
Russian
have done that.
Right?
I shouldn't have done that. You're going to have the floor for as long as you need here. I know you're out there freezing in front of the where they had the hearing. I just prefaced it to
yeah,
see
if throw
I,
the head
all
on
of a sudden,
on
I, you're gonna have this floor on that. Wait on that. Finish up with the pipe bomber, Patsy. I think it's clear and how ridiculous this is. The timing of it, all of this. Finish up with that. Then we'll get into, Hegseth. And it's bigger than Hegseth. If they'd have been dumb and got rid of Hegseth, then they're gonna say Trump did war crimes, all based on lies. Sure, this fizzled and blew up their face, but they're not gonna stop. We'll get to that in a moment. That's the most important point. You're a true expert on
okay.
this. Finish up with the pipe bomber.
Yeah, big picture. You like to talk about big picture. Just to contextualize, I mean, the courthouse is right here. The Capitol is literally a block away. And then the DOJ and the FBI is about two blocks in the other direction. I mean, these are all neighbors right here. So they're just walking to each other. The incestuous generational rot of our institutions are just permeating from this epicenter of just rot right here. And so it's very easy for the judges to work and collude with the FBI agents. You got to remember that Pete Strzok, for example, was best buddies and barbecuing with Judge Rudy Contreras, and that had to recuse himself. In this case, I mean, if there's just the pipe bomb, for example, over at the DNC and the RNC, all these people probably know each other, but they're covering for each other. The January 6th event was the kind of nail in the coffin of the escalatory cover-up upon escalatory cover-up that started with the 2014 Biden criminal syndicate bribery scheme with Ukraine, and then the 2016 illegal Russia spying campaign. And then you start to look at all these individuals, and the reason why I created that deep state target list is to connect all the dots of all these different people. Now we need to go and figure out whether or not this individual, Brian Cole, and his broader network has any relationship to the Jamie Raskins, to the Adam Schiffs, to the Congressional Black Caucus, to the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. And once you showcase that, then if there are connectivities between those individuals, then I would say that potentially this Brian Jerome Cole was maybe the driver for the pipe bomber. Because when they say that the vehicle was a half a mile away from the DNC and the RNC pipe bomb locations, a half a mile away, I'm like a mile away. So a half a mile away is a large swath of territory here in the downtown District of Columbia. It doesn't necessarily mean that the individual that they accused of being the pipe bomber is the actual guy.
And let's talk about what that means, geolocation. That means anybody. You live in a big city anywhere. A crime gets committed at any time, and you're a half mile away from it, and you're now guilty.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, sorry, there's a lot of noise back here. Hopefully.
No, you sound good.
Okay, so a half a mile away is, that's several blocks. So, for example, a couple of miles up the road here where the two National Guardsmen were gunned down by the CIA-trained Afghani, if I'm standing here and three blocks away, I might hear a little putter thinking it's just an exhaust pipe going bad. Meanwhile, there's somebody being gunned down. What, I'm now going to be the target of the FBI accusing me, and now I have to go through a trial in order to defend myself? I mean, it just... The evidence that they provided us is complete garbage. It's complete garbage. So, I mean, Cash, Dan, this is just laughable. You can't be trust me, bro, anymore. We don't trust you. Provide the evidence.
All right, shifting gears. I threw it out when we put this on X later. We're live now. I want to cut my intro in so I don't repeat it. But you're the former Defense Intelligence Agency, your lawyer, Green Beret, all that. Am I right to say this is a big deal? They continue not just leaks of classified info, but within classification, lying, saying Hegseth's on the call, saying kill them all. Just turns out he told the total truth. No, they just called. I greenlit it. I'm busy. The Admiral testified to the Senate. They now admit, okay, everything Hegseth said is true, but we're still concerned about the video. It's really scary watching these guys get killed. What do you think the U.S. military does? It kills people and breaks things. And so they're trying to build this war criminal thing. But for me, it is the espionage, the coup against the commander-in-chief, against the military to undermine their command in front of the troops, saying don't follow illegal orders. Then they run a hoax that illegal orders are given. It's all a lie. We need to find out who the Washington Post source was that didn't just release classified info, but under that envelope released false information. Is this not informational terrorism? Is this not sedition? Is this not mutiny? Is this not destabilization? Is this not treason? Am I right?
It's all of the above. The fastest way to determine that this is an op by the deep state is when all the mainstream disinformation purveyors in unison and cadence, literally like, at the very same time, put out the same narrative.
Artillery opens up before
the Mockingbird media just goes on overdrive, and all you see out there is, caw-caw, caw-caw.
So here it is. Admiral says there was no kill them. Everything Hegseth said was true. He greenlit the attack, was not there during the hour when the judge advocates grabbed the ring light to re-hit it.
Then they're like, oh, wait, no. Then they tell the truth, right? When they're put under oath and then they have to testify to something, then they tell the truth. But by then, the entire Lemming normie right and left believe the narrative that was put out by the entire disinformation complex.
So is it not treason? Hey, if you leak something that's criminal, you're protected under the law. That's great. You leak fake information that you, under the auspice of your security clearance, what is the charge there? I mean, they need to find this person or people. They need to be
we need to send a message because we can't have any war, any conflict, any operation. They're going to be sabotaging it with fake information the whole time, right?
Well, here's the defense with Adam Schiff used. He said, I didn't leak. If he would have been truthful and said that there is no Russian collusion, then that would have been leaking classified information. But because he lied and said that there was Russian collusion, and so, similar to this case, if you're lying about it, then you're not leaking accurate, it's not classified information because you're telling the opposite of what reality is. Right? And so,
sure, when so you're, the, you're the former DOD opinion, lawyer. What is that then?
I mean, that's immoral. That's unethical. I'd have to look at the exact facts. I mean, I don't know the situation particularly, but.
Well, what is it if you as a Green Beret commanding an operation sent fake intel?
Hold on. Let's say
you laid a fake target and called it an airstrike on innocent people. It's equivalent. What is giving fake intelligence knowingly? I mean, that's informational terrorism. It's sabotage. It's, I mean, what is
totally,
that?
It would be sabotage. It would be absolutely sabotage, similar to the 51 spies who lied that said the Biden criminal syndicate laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian info op. And it's just same thing. And the reason why they continue to do this with a lot of fingerprints going back to the CIA is because no one's been held to account. John Brennan is still probably coordinating all these ops because he's out there freely treasoning. Alex, I mean, this administration has done nothing. Like, name one arrest. I guess apparently they may have arrested the alleged pipe bomber. It's not even clear if he was arrested. He might still be at the house, just chillaxing,
He implicates Trump. How perfect. So what I'm saying is, this is what needs to be looked at instead of, another leak. What are they going to do if we go into Venezuela? They're going to leak real positions. They're also going to leak fake info, fake war crimes. This is literal mutiny.
It's the whole suckers and losers play on steroids, just like they did in the Atlantic article. And Bolton probably has his fingerprints all over that. Speaking of Bolton, he's still not arrested. He's out there, freely treasoning at his home in Maryland, neighbors with Jamie Raskin, neighbors with the former Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger, who was part of the cover-up crew for the January 6th Fed insurrection. I mean, this is all incestuous generational corruption and rot that continues to fester and marinate further to rot out the entire country to where, I mean, at this point, that's why we're having the civil war in the MAGA right, if you will, is because we're pissed at the inaction. We're furious that there's no action against these traitors.
Yeah, and it's healthy that we're not like the Democrats and just cult follow this stuff. But at the same time, we need to also stay focused on Democrats. So just to remind people, Bolton was released by Tulsi Gabbard 3 months ago, had the reports that the Democrats and Obama ran across for a hurricane and all of it was fake and knew it was fake, and then held the intelligence briefing from Trump. And just as Harry Reid had called for 8 years ago when Trump was first getting in, or first 9 years ago, giving Trump fake intelligence briefings. So you withhold intelligence, which is massive treason and fraud, then you give fake intelligence. So there's Bolton, so arrogant, we now learn, withholding that, clearly dovetailing with the leftist. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it's sedition. It's sabotage. It's Section 1001 violations, lying to a federal officer, even though you are one. I mean, there's many ways from, like Chuck Schumer said, six ways from Sunday that you can criminalize John Bolton. There's six ways from Sunday to criminalize James Comey, John Brennan, and the rest of the government gangster list, if you want just a few dozen folks. But if you want the broader, essentially to conduct mass arrests, which I've been calling on mass arrests at this point. And we're almost at the point where arrests was so September 10th ago, because that would have been relevant in order to protect Charlie Kirk. But they just continue to slaughter us. So, like, what do? We can't even do arrests, let alone anything else. I mean, Alex, what do you recommend?
Well, it's very paradoxical because in the info war they're losing, globalists everywhere are in deep trouble, but they still control the institution. So if they see how much heat Trump's under because he can't deliver resistance, even though he wants it and needs it, they need to understand that it's going to be 10 times worse on them. I mean, long term, they need to know they've lost. And there's got to be some way for them to extricate themselves, but because they don't have that much depth, you study these globalists, most of them are very compartmentalized. All they have is arrogance. They're a bunch of Harvard lawyers. And they've not been like multi-studying different disciplines. I, I don't know. It's a recipe for disaster, Ivan. I mean, they're really conjuring some bad stuff, is all I can tell them.
So, I mean, what do you think they're going to be doing since they don't celebrate Christmas? They barely celebrate the new year. What are they going to do? They're going to be planning the next escalatory coup, right? And like I said before, the last time when I was on the show was come January 17th, our good CIA lackey and protege of John Brennan, Abby Spamberger, becomes the governor in Virginia, where I live. And then you have the AG that's going to do what? Total scorched earth, right? They're going to do more Jussie Smollett's. They're going to do more escalatory lawfare.
That's the Soros AG that said, I'm going to kill members of the Republican legislature by name and their children.
Yeah. And you think he's just going to stop there?
Who's going to prosecute him? Letitia James was bad, saying, I don't know what Trump's done wrong, but elect me, I'll put him in prison. This guy says, I'm going to murder Republicans and their families.
Yeah, which Republicans? His top target is what? Probably the president. So this DOJ should be, I mean, this guy shouldn't even be the AG based on the threats that he's already done. This guy should be rolled up as it is. The current attorney general, Jason Meares, should already have worked with the Commonwealth attorney where this incoming AG lives to go ahead and arrest him for being a threat. And then maybe if there's a federal nexus, if he actually threatened Republicans, or federal officers, then he should be rolled up by the Department of Justice. But no, like nothing's happening. And it's disgusting.
Well, what's happening is they still control most of the institutions. They don't control the people. And they think they can do this. But if you study history, the fact that we haven't been in power for so long and we're just now getting some, like we've been paralyzed, we're getting some feeling into the body, they shouldn't take that weakness as strength. They're the bad guys and people know it. So I extrapolate out second, third, fourth order consequence. They're just digging a hole deeper for themselves. It's going to be.
We kind of blackpilled a little bit for the last few minutes, but there is a solution. My recommendation for this administration to pivot and actually course correct is to conduct, there should be daily press and updates on even smaller victories, because then that shows us there's actually an attempt to succeed by certain elements of the administration. If you can't do it daily, then just do it weekly and say you're going to do it weekly and maintain that cadence, just small victories. And then we see you're trying, you're attempting. And when we see you're trying, the internet and us and we the people are going to see that and then also try to help you with that and then counter the BS narrative coming at you from all different directions from within the institution. Because most of these institutions in this town, 99% of them, are totally against those that are appointed at the top levels.
And they're totally siloed and totally delusional. So let me ask you this. Looking at the attempt to undermine the president and his command of the military with all these lies, the Vicious Six, what is that telegraph by the deep state as the CIA Gooder elements, I'll say they're perving, told Jesse Waters 2 weeks ago, which we already knew, you and I, they're getting ready for a big event to embarrass Trump. That means false flag. Well, the State Department said Russia's getting ready to do a false flag for the winter of Ukraine. They went, are you Alex Jones? And, of course, Russia did do some provocations. That's just part of war. The point is that the CIA is now telling Fox, since so there's a war inside finally, that, no, they're getting ready to stage something to embarrass Trump. When he calls up the military, they want it undermined for a full coup. All of this is prepping for something big. So you talk about positive white-pilling. The fact that I finally turned on Fox News, it sounds like you and I talking, that's got to scare the deep state that now – this is going on. I know the White House is listening. So what are they prepping for, and what do you think the false flag will be?
Number one is that the reason why Fox News is talking almost similar to us is because we forced them into it, because most people are starting to come to our side and view our content, right? Because they see we've been right for the last 10, 11 years. So in order for them to survive, they have to start telling the truth. Number two, like I said before, the more of us that get involved and engage in supporting President Trump, Secretary of War Hegseth, and the other key leaders in this administration we need to go to war against the deep state. Whatever happened to obliterate the deep state, Mr. President? You need to have a regular cadence saying what you're doing and the path forward to obliterate the deep state, because that's the primary reason why I voted, many millions voted on the domestic front. Right now, it still seems as though The foreign policy considerations are far outweighing to the tune of 100% focus of this White House, as opposed to going after those that are inside the system. I mean, we need to have mass layoffs, if you will, by pulling people's clearances, investigating them. And then not only pulling clearances and firing them, pulling their security details like was done to Fauci and some and Milley and others, like that needs to continue. That only happened the first week and then, or two, and then it stopped. Why can't we just continue to do that?
And bring Elon back. Exactly. We've got to get back to the first
bring
few
months. Bring Elon back. Bring Tina Peters out of jail so she can work with Kurt Olson to expose the 2020 election fraud.
So let me raise this, though. And I don't say stuff to the enemy that isn't true. Like, I don't say you're beaten like Tokyo Rose. We're about to drop Fat Man Little Boy on you. Okay. We are winning, and there's no way you get out of this. I know a lot of the globalists have given up. Some haven't. I don't know why they're not giving up. I guess they're blackmailed. But what would your message be to the deep state, low-level, mid-level minions right now? I mean, because I'm pretty smart. I'm saying so have you. I mean, you guys are completely fucked. I mean, you keep down this road. We're going to total war with your ass. Like, we're totally committed. We ain't giving up. And I'm just begging you guys to be smart for everybody's own interest and just stop this. Because I don't need to smash your ass to prove I'm the big dog. America is awake. You're in a different world now. We were asleep before. You thought being mean to us, we were intimidated. No, we were asleep. And now we ain't asleep. And people are figuring, I mean, I'm just warning them. Do you agree with me, or what do you want to say to the deep state?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, the mindset of us, our listeners, and we're growing by the day, is that we already know, we're so awake that we know that this government is not in a position to go after you, but we're going to fill that void. Meaning, you can do what you want with this administration and try to stifle it, slow it down. It doesn't matter. There's more of us, men like Alex and myself, and I went on several podcasts yesterday, and the numbers are growing. We're going to step into the breach to crush them, okay? And it'd be nice for this administration to kind of factor that into their analysis of working with us instead of trying to do it by themselves and taking the glory for it. They're not going to be able to do it by themselves. They have to work with we the people to then obliterate the deep state, and that provides the cover for them to be able to continue the policies that this administration campaigned on and be successful that results in a very strong and resilient constitutional republic.
Well, that's right. And I mean, and let's be clear. When you say a cadence, whether you're in Africa or whether you're in ancient Europe or Rome or China or Japan, there's a war drum and we need to bum, 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 and it needs to build up.
Right.
People need to get charged yes. up. Trump is ready to do it.
It's like the snowball effect. We need to get that going. We need to see that our leader understands that we are in it's a trifecta. We're in the middle of the 1770s meets the 1860s meets the 1960s in the digital ecosystem. And we need to go ahead and go on full offense. There's no more defending. There's no more, oh, if I do something, they're going to call me names. They're going to call me dictator. You know what? I can give a flying you know what, whatever they call me. If they call me names, then we need to escalate more about going after them. For example, is it going to be too politically risky to extract Tina Peters as the prisoner of war? Well, guess what? Day one, you take her out of prison and then employ her to work with the election fraud czar.
We want offense. Right.
And then the next day, you go after Brennan. And the following day, you go after Comey. So that by then, what are they going to report on? They're going to report on Pete Hegseth? No. They're going to report on that we are ripping them off the streets, all the traitors. That's all they're going to be reporting about and crying about it as we applaud and support this president for doing that. And then we keep going after Adam Schiff, after Jamie Raskin, after Eric Swalwell, after all the traitors. Just continue to escalate until we go after Pelosi.
And let's be clear. All you've gotten is attacks and lawsuits. All I have. People say, you sold out to what? To war? To freedom? I sold out to persecution? Because that's what you're supposed to be when you're in the right. Yeah, I sold out to absolute war. And people need to understand, we lose everything if we don't take action now. Ivan Raiklin, God bless you.
Crush the enemy. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm on Ivan Raiklin on X.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexShow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultra Methylene Blue. get the Shilajit, get the IRC Mosque, the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexShowStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tayana Sekich is going to be in studio with us. I love getting all these smart people on the show. She's from Canada, but she happens to be here in Texas. Come next segment. She's put out a bunch of videos and got the documents dealing with the AI global takeover. They plan to turn total government control over to it. I want to play a 3-minute clip here while we get her in here in studio for the next segment. But just remember before we go to this, I didn't plug last hour. I can't do this without you. I need your support. I'm taking these people on. Do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a huge sale right now. Buy any supplement, get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, $25 supplement, get a $30, $40 supplement free. It's mix and match, whatever you want. And we have the new Super Concentrate Nano Creatine Patented Gummies. Look at that giant container. These are so good for your whole body. Amazing for everything. You love creatine. This is the best. It's all available at TheAlexShowStore.com. And today is the last day. It only happens every 2 months for 1 week. We're one car giveaway, the Super Turbo 500 horsepower Jeep and the supercharged badass Raptor. That's the next offer. For 1 week, when you buy any product, you get put in 50 times X in the raffle for both vehicles and $10,000 cash on both. Today's the last day. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. So here's one of our reports on the AI, and we love empowering these citizen journalists and activists. She'll be in studio with us after this, coming up here in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
So I've just been featured on InfoWars for the third time, and I'm going to show you the video which I was featured in, but then I'm going to elaborate why they actually want you to not fight back in home invasion situations and also robbery situations in Canada, because they're actually grooming you to become a global citizen where you absolutely have no rights, and the rights of the UN surpass basically any of your human rights. And I know you're not going to believe me, but I'll piece the puzzle pieces with you guys together. But let me just show you the video. So this is the video that Alex Jones shared, but on his InfoWars, this is exactly the sound bit that got taken out, and then they added proof to it.
Hey, no.
Canada's officially the dumbest fucking country on the planet, and so are most of the Canadians that voted for this. I'm not even kidding. You guys are so dumb that you don't even realize the police chief is trying to tell you right now to lose all ability for your survival skills. That's the PSYOPs. So if you don't know what's going on, we had a guy break into a home in Welland, Ontario, and rape a 5-year-old child. He essayed a 5-year-old child while the parents were sleeping. And you want to know what's happened to him? Nothing.
nothing. He's out on bail.
You just will not believe the depths of the stupidity coming out of Canada, Hamilton, Ontario, more specifically, in a country where crime is running rampant, criminals are running around with real guns and real bullets while the citizens are being disarmed, homes are being broken into left, right, and center. Now the city of Hamilton is saying you can't have security cameras on your own property.
That's the craziness of Canada. And the reason why they're trying to basically take away your rights to bear arms and also protect yourself is because you will become a global citizen. Now, that may sound all really nice, especially when you go on their website of global citizens, but then you go on to the World Economic Forum and you realize that there's a lot more sinister things going on. And right now, the UK, Australia, and Canada are the epicenters for the New World Order on how they will, in lockstep, basically lock down their own citizens and get them to comply with all of these crazy New World Order laws that they're coming and bringing in. Let me just show you that. So if you head over to globalcitizeninitiative.org, you'll see the rights and responsibilities for you as a global citizen. Now, they'll start off with a bunch of human rights and stuff, but then they'll tell you that it can change over time depending on politics. So down here, they'll tell you how much they want you to have your individual liberty, which wasn't a thing in 2020, but okay. Equality and equity has remained constant. However, the ways in human rights are applied change over time with changes that occur in political, economic, and social fabric of society. And they even added environmental rights, you know, for the environment, which will then surpass your own rights. And let me just show you what the World Economic Forum said. The World Economic Forum says that they want you to have a UN identity card and a self-sovereign identity card. And this is actually being discussed to be piloted in the UK with collaboration of Digital Catapult and other NGOs. This is what I was trying to warn about 5 years ago.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Donna Sekich is our guest here. I'm sure I'm butchering her cool name, but I've really loved her videos and her analysis. And so I wanted to get her on because she's going over the plan for a worldwide AI dictatorship. She escaped Canada, now lives up by Dallas, and she's here, so she's with us for the rest of the hour. I think you're going on the War Room too, right?
Yes, I am.
Later. So it's great to have you here. You've done a great job going over the latest documents and developments. This is all shocking. And then you've got how the different nation states are aligning their laws into this, particularly Canada. So it's great to have you here with us. Let's dive in to all of this, and you've sent me these documents. And again, a lot of this listeners knew, but a lot of this is new, where they admit they want to get rid of governments, get rid of people, and have AI rule over humanity. So this is the Great Reset. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. I think they're starting with the entire Marxist plan to basically overthrow the government in the communist sense of way. But instead of the old school communism, it will be AI that takes over.
And then it's whoever programs the AI controls it.
Absolutely. And whoever programs it will have complete control over the population in Canada and any other country that implements these policies.
And with it comes the clone meat, the forced injections. But right now, all over the West, in the name of stopping kids seeing porn, parents should control that. They're bringing Internet ID in. That's the key to this whole trusted access digital services system that is the Internet ID and the cashless society control grid.
Yes. And it's been going on in Canada for about 10 years. They're slowly passing bills or putting amendments to other bills. And I don't think people realize that these bills are puzzle pieces to a greater plan to enslave Canadians so that it's easier to hide in certain other aspects of things. And then when 2020 hit, I think they really exposed their plans, especially after the trucker protest and Justin Trudeau going in, taking bank accounts, blocking people's bank accounts. And that was a huge breach of trust for the Canadian people. And I think that's when a lot of people started to wake up to the globalist agenda and everything that we've been preaching for so long, that it actually might be a reality and not a conspiracy theory anymore.
Well, how did you wake up? What's your life been like?
Well, I woke up when I was 21. I kind of had a little bit of a medical emergency. They thought I was dying. They thought I would have cancer in 4 months to live. And that really kind of set me down a path of why am I here? What is this? And to be honest, it was a video that I watched with you in 2009. And it was talking about the vaccines with Jesse Ventura and Dr. Rima. And I started to research everything you were saying. And one thing led after another, going down all of these rabbit holes. And then seeing them come true in the policies that are being pushed in Canada, I started to realize that these weren't really conspiracy theories. They're actually happening. It's just no one was talking about them and putting light to the situation.
And again, most of the listeners get this, but some don't. Why do we care about Australia or Germany or Canada? They admit this is all the same plan.
Same plan. All across the board. I think they're just using different types of tactics depending on the people in the country. And then they're seeing what is working and what isn't so that they can implement it a lot better in different countries.
Well, it's like get rid of Trudeau, then bring in Carney, his actual boss.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure he was his handler because he was pulling absolutely everything during the 2020 COVID push, including the convoy. He was the one directing Justin Trudeau in the back because I honestly don't think Trudeau can even tie his own shoes.
Well, the videos I saw that I wanted to get you on about when I found out you were in Texas, I was like, oh, get this person on. Oh, she's actually in Texas. Is the ones because... And I don't say I already knew this, like I'm smarter than you. I mean, like, this is already on record, but you're doing a great job exposing it with the latest developments, that they are so close to this, and they admit that the AI is going to be pre-programmed by globalists that want to have carbon taxes control you, make you austere, make you poor, feudalism, and they're so close to it.
Absolutely.
So can you speak to that? I got a lot of the documents here.
Yeah, absolutely. So it basically started with the large companies and doing point systems on carbon intake. And we can see in the UK that they're now putting labels on foods, on hotels, on airplane travel. And they're pretty much getting us used to this carbon credit system on an individual level so that they can bring in this globalism. Because with the digital ID, they will tie it to absolutely everything, all of the financial institutions, to our taxes, to healthcare. And that way they can pretty much control our behavior depending on the points that we either accumulate or don't want to accumulate.
So it's a social credit score. And the point is that Trump pulls out of the Paris Climate Accords and all that's great, but the corporations, so the ESGs, are still implementing it.
Exactly. And the ESGs are a huge point system in Canada. And I think we are actually even wrecking our own economy due to the ESGs and following the UN's Paris Accord and the entire climate change agreement that we have up north.
They admit Germany's completely collapsing, can't even do its industrial output now because of the carbon taxes, but still they go forward.
Exactly. And they're admitting that all of this is failing, and I think that they're doing it on purpose because they need the governments to fail in order for them to usher in the AI. So we have pretty much very useless, incompetent leaders in all of these countries, including UK, Canada, Australia, and I think that they are doing it on purpose so that it eventually collapses and that they can bring in AI and solve all of these issues that they're telling us are here, but it's actually issues that they have created.
Now, what you said is not your opinion. It's totally true. They admit this in many documents, going back 50 years, that they're going to undermine society, teach 2 plus 2 equals 5, 2 million have a baby, all this, to sabotage logic so the human society breaks down and then robots, AI has to come in because society's so incompetent, and that's a replacement for humanity. You've done a great job in your videos breaking that down. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Sorry, you want me to repeat the...
Well, I mean, I can play your reports, but... You get into the fact this is the clear sabotage of the human infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely. It is not just to sabotage our infrastructure. It's to sabotage our society. It's also to sabotage our minds, the way we think, to collapse the entire system from within so that people get tired and give up and that we need the one and only solution, which will be AI takeover. And AI can pretty much dictate whether we're a good human or a bad human or a good citizen of the country. And they will push our behavior that way in whichever direction they want, just because our lives will depend on the AI grading us, I should say, as good or bad citizens.
And people get mad at Trump with his AI race. You can be paradoxical. You can be, this is obviously being loaded bad, deployed bad, it's here, but it's not being stopped, so then I expose it, but I'm also talking about how to control it and how we get positioned to deal with it. You have to look multi-layer here, but Trump's in a race with China and everybody else with it. It's a Trojan horse. I don't think we put the genie back in the bottle. Where do you see this going?
I see this going in a very weird direction. It's exactly like with the trucker protest. If we do not stick together as human beings, you know, there's the saying they can't jail everybody. They can't put us all in jail. So if we all decide to act in the opposite way, which AI wants us to act, then that's the only way we can beat it. Because if all of us are being told that we're bad citizens, then I guess AI will be overruled by our behavior.
That's right. And that's what COVID was about, was teaching us you're non-essential.
Exactly.
So the AI, we have to have a human unions, not fake communist unions, but we're going to buy stuff made by humans. Humans are the only animal that controls this environment. We have to say, oh, AI gets all the power, needs 100 times what we have, but we can't have a car or air conditioning, it's half of the earth, but AI gets all the nuclear reactors it needs. How do we get put in this position from Google that says humans should be able to have kids? Your consumption's bad, but AI is great. Just look at the discriminatory nature. So we think of black versus white discriminatory. No, it's globalist technocracy energy discrimination against the human population.
Exactly. And how do we overthrow AI? We can't. I mean, all of the resources are going towards that. They pretty much told us that we need to stop cutting wood because of paper to save that, send emails instead. But when we look at the amount of energy that is taken to run AI, to run all of these facilities, to cool them, keep them cool, we're looking at a higher carbon footprint than if we were to just do it the old school way.
Eric Schmidt wants 100 times by 2035 for it. But you can't have a steak because a cow fart's bad, but we can have coal plants, nuke plants, everything for this. It's all a fraud.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to create a discrimination against globalist-controlled data centers and AI. Not that we're against technology, but the way it's deployed is it gets everything, we get nothing. That's the real resource battle. We start that debate. While we're killing each other or being black and white, black or white, it's all about the computers being given preference because they're the control grid.
Exactly. And that's why we're seeing a lot of things like, oh, AI might be racist. We need to do this. So they're even bringing in the color war, pinning people against each other in AI and in technology. And a lot of these problems are actually fabricated, and they're fabricated with science using fabricated or manipulated statistics as well, just to create the problems. So if we are out there exposing all of this and really pushing the message, and we start uniting as humanity against this tyrannical AI push from like the elite overlords, then I think we actually have a manageable fight on our hands.
Well, the globalists think they can keep control of this, and they think getting rid of us is a positive from an evil perspective, but a smart evil perspective. They should want a human check and balance in there, because all AI does is scoop what we've done, what we've developed. Where does AI go without us to innovate? All it does is narcissistically show us a reflection of ourselves back.
Exactly. And that's the weird part. And I think that's where the elites kind of have a blind spot as well. They think that they can program AI to pretty much be their servants. However, who's to say that AI won't eventually turn on them if they make it powerful enough and sentient enough? So that could also be a huge backdraw for the elites.
Well, look at how the globalists thought the internet would totally enslave us. It's backfired on them.
Exactly. They thought that they could pretty much control the information. However, you know, you get one good guy, you know, that opens up the floodgates, and then we're allowed to push all of the information out there that we find. And a lot of people didn't realize this. A lot of people also can't put the puzzle pieces together by themselves. And so if you present that information to a lot more people in a faster way across the world, it actually has backfired on them. And that's why they're putting all of these laws in the internet to try and slow that information flow down, just so that they can put their propaganda out there to the masses, such as Canada, UK, and Australia.
What do you think the time frame is? What's the timeline?
I'm thinking by 2030, they would like to have everything under control, because they've had the Agenda 2021. They had their levels that they needed to have finished. Unfortunately, they didn't get everything done that they wanted to. And now, because everything's so out in the open, it's a race between us and them. They're trying to increase the speed in which they would like to, get their agenda done. And we're pretty much putting a little bit of, I guess, a stick in the wheel of their bicycle in that sense of the way. But I think by 2030, they want to have full control over the internet and have people ready for the digital IDs and so forth.
Well, you nailed it. The power we give AI is the power it has. I'm not against technology, but the way this whole thing's been deployed is to replace us. They admit that.
Absolutely.
And so I get being some billionaire globalist, the general public, lazy, dumb, whatever. Doesn't matter. Out of that soil grows the next generation of humans. We owe it to the past generations and the continuum. You can't just make that decision of a free will. It's like in the first Superman remake. I'm not a big Marvel comic fan, but the first Superman, like 15 years ago, they came back out with, General Zod says, we have a degenerate inbred elite. We need to exterminate them. And Superman's dad, played by Russell Crowe, says, oh, is it you, General Zod, decides who lives and dies? And he kind of goes, oh, I get your point. I mean, that's what this comes down to. Like, okay, we're degenerate. We're decadent. We've had it good so long. So you're going to just kill everybody when you're the worst people there are. You can't make these decisions. You're supposed to, as an aristocrat, innovate people and hold up humanity out of it, because you're the Ubermensch, supposedly. You're the Superman elite, but they're not. They just say, get rid of everybody. Humanity sucks. Well, you just said you suck, because that's what God sent Jesus for. We're supposed to rise people up. We're supposed to take this and turn it around, not just wipe it all out. That's God decides to wipe us out if God makes that decision.
Exactly. And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to replace God with them. And I think that they have decided that it would be a lot easier to control us if the population was a lot smaller, and for the only population to survive is the one that wants to be subservient to the elite classes. And anybody else that would like any sort of freedoms or freedom of expression, they want to stifle that because it endangers their level of elitism, I guess, and also the control that they would like to have over humanity.
And the truth is, any real aristocratic system knows the general public is where all the innovation and changes come from. So if you're trying to stifle the main incubation center of of innovation, you're a feudalist. You're an idiot. I mean, that's not Renaissance. That's the opposite.
Exactly. And you can even see it in Canada right now. We have been stifled so much with our imagination, with people's spirit, that the economy hasn't really grown in the last 4 years like the rest of the certain countries that allow their citizens to really be open to innovation and so forth. And even the innovation that we do have in Canada, the government is making it a lot harder for them to actually come out with their innovations and put it forward. And these are things that the government was actually preaching, such as electrical vehicles and so forth. And we have companies that have invented so many new things that the government has now stifled with policy and this and politics. And it just seems to be going against their entire green agenda that they're saying that they're pushing and that we need to actually push out there in order to save the world from this climate catastrophe that I don't think will ever happen, because according to Greta Thunberg, it was supposed to end 2 years ago.
And they want us to think the world's over so we give up, don't have a life force roll over. But, again, I can play Eric Schmidt saying last year, or actually this year, at Stanford, we need 100 times the power available on Earth right now by 2035 for computers. But Google then puts out humans should have their power cut. They're literally saying AI needs 100 times the power. But out of that 1% of power we've got now, we don't deserve any of it. This is the most discriminatory thing, but people don't think of a robot or a server farm, a data center, as a discrimination. They think of, oh, that white guy's got a nicer car, that black guy's got a nicer house. We're literally tribal with each other. That's how we're epigenetically designed. Meanwhile, there's this whole new thing here that we can't even recognize. Like, it's the tech head. It's the big banks. It's the data center. It's the AI. That's your enemy.
Yes.
And if we just unify 9 billion of us and say, no, it's a programming future, bitch, and we're only buying stuff made by humans, then it's game over.
Exactly. And I think that we have been trained, especially in Canada, we've been really trained into like the green initiatives. We have been told that humans are the main reason for everything that's going wrong on the planet, any sort of natural disaster, all of the fires that we're having.
First, you're taught to hate yourself so you'll die.
Exactly.
And these giant energy hogs, carbon hogs, which by the carbon's good, they're okay, though. It's oxymoronic.
It really is. I mean, all of their plans are oxymoronic. Even their WEF or the World Economic Forum, their meetings in Davos, you see all of these private jets, these giant SUVs. They're being fed, you know, steak.
Yeah, thousands of giant, fancy $70 million jets land. They literally then preach, Leonardo DiCaprio, you can't have a car.
Exactly. And that's all because we need to hate ourselves into submission so that AI can be the one that runs the entire world.
They're literal rich, elitist, scumbag pedophiles telling us you can't have a steak once a week. You can't have air conditioning. Obama went to Africa and said you can't have air conditioning or a car. It'll overheat the earth. But he's black, so it's okay. He's literally saying you're a slave. You don't get anything, which it's crazy.
Oh,
call the bluff.
Oh, I know. I've been calling the bluff and I've been getting angry at Canadians, and they're even now starting to say that we're not allowed to use wood-burning stoves because apparently it's a hazard to the environment, even though our temperatures reach up to minus 40 degrees Celsius, which is almost the same as...
Well, the plan is any normal human activity has to be banned.
Everything has
to be. You have to be domesticated ahead of extermination.
Exactly. Just so that they can cattle you into the...
Well, you got to put the Native Americans on a reservation before you kill them.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're doing.
You got to domesticate before you exterminate.
Exactly. And they have domesticated Canadians really, really well into listening to the government. They have.
I got to say, it's a cliche, but Canadians really are nice. And then I've been around the world. Their police are the worst.
We definitely have some of the worst police, and they're given even more powers now to just skip any sort of.
No, I had Canadian police when I flew into cover at Bilderberg, literally for almost a day, keep me. And they threatened to rape me and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like. I was like, you're the scumbag, man. You're not scared. And I was like, whatever, man.
Oh,
yeah.
We've
in Ottawa, they said, we're going to send you to Toronto. We're going to be gang raped.
Oh, I've.
And I was like, wow, that's really nice, man. You're really good. You're not scared. I was like, dude, you're the crook.
Absolutely. Even during the trucker protest, there were, rumors, I should say, but it was testimony from people getting arrested just to get them out of downtown, being driven 2 hours in the middle of nowhere and then being dropped off by the cops in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of.
And years in jail for not being peacefully protesting?
And years in jail for peacefully protesting. Like, it's insane. And our police officers were actually making fun of the protesters and saying how they wish they could trample on their necks and their, you know, beat them up the next day.
But it shows the niceness and the blindness of the Canadian allows this shadow creature to be formed.
Exactly. And that was done.
That's what they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
It really is. It really is. And I wish a lot more Canadians would wake up and realize what is actually being done behind the shadows and behind the scenes of the government trying to push all of these mandates and all of these different policies onto Canadians. And fortunately, because we don't really have the news source open like you guys do in the United States, it's so hard to get any sort of alternative media.
Well, everybody listening on AM radio, TV, Internet, X, send this to everybody you know in Canada. Like, I got a family that work in the oil fields over in Canada most of the year. Get it out. Every little act is a revolutionary act. Every little act adds together for big, big developments.
Absolutely.
How do people, we're going to come back, but how do people find your work?
You can go to Facebook. You can check Tiana Cekic. I know it's spelled really weird. Or on X, which is TruthSeek01011. And I have it in my link tree.
Well, I'm always good at pronouncing names, so don't worry. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesstore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Why all of the governments that we have in the last 10 years in the Western world, especially that are liberal, are going against their constituents and going against what is best for their country. Apparently that is all on purpose to make humans seem dumb and almost incapable of solving the problems that need to be solved. So in order for them to grab control of said problems, instead of actually allowing people who are capable of running a country to do their job, they're saying that the only way to fix this is through AI. And I'm not even kidding. I found the documents. Let me just show you. So I found this interesting article on Yandex, and it says how the global elite prepares to replace governments with global agentic AI. And it's interesting. Let me show you. Now, this article is saying that the agentic state, how agentic AI will revamp 10 functional layers of government. The document was initially published by the GGCT in May of 2025. Its lead author, Lucas, whatever, formerly served as chief information officer for the Estonian government, now advises Ukraine's deputy prime minister and minister of digital transformation. This is super important because it's the Ukraine where they're actually trying this. Then here it says, according to the plans proposed by the UN and the World Economic Forum, states are expected to evolve into AI-driven systems standardized across nations that operate with minimal to no human involvement in decision-making and policy formation. So you bet I went to the World Economic Forum, and what do you see here? Exactly what he was saying, and it's basically governance to help governments digitally transform using tools like AI. So I go and I check, and GGTC Berlin is basically saying the exact same thing that both of these articles are saying. So I told you to remember Kiev. Why? Because if you go to the GovTech Intelligence Hub, they're basically telling you right here about this platform. The GovTech Intelligence Hub is pioneering initiative by the Global Government Technology Center Berlin, Global Government Technology Center of Kiev, and the World Economic Forum. So if you're wondering why everyone's turning on Zelensky right now and actually telling you what we've been saying for the last 3 years is that the guy literally did a platform based on anti-war and then brought the Ukraine into war and has been money laundering basically all of the money that the EU, Canada, Australia have been giving them. Now all of that is coming true. Why? Because they want you to hate him so that he can be replaced with AI. That is the exact same thing why all of the governments around the Western world are failing on purpose, and they're telling you that this will probably be the last time that we have governments as people because it's going to be taken over by AI.
Jayana Segish is our guest here. I love the lady we had on yesterday. I didn't know that it was the daughter of an incredible patriot that exposed 9/11. And the answer to this tyranny is all these amazing humans activating, learning the information, exposing. Because all you see on AI is a scraping of what we said. And so we have the power. We're the progenitors. We are the ones that have the ball if we understand it and don't just receive it and say, AI is going to do it for me. I mean, I remember growing up before, you know, cell phones and all that, and we had almanacs for our town, for our state, for the nation, and I could drive across the country when I was 16. And I would drive across the state to go take my grandma to some family reunion or something for a town I've been to, and I would just get the almanac out with a piece of paper, and I'd sit there and write, I'm going to drive to this road, turn here, drive to that road, turn here, drive to this road, and I'd have a thing. And I got there better than with the GPS and the crap there is now. And so it's not these things are bad. It's the way it's deployed and it's tracking. Remember, until the internet, you watch TV, it didn't watch you. You listen to AM and FM radio and UHF and VHF TV. It now watches you. You say, well, nothing to hide. It's got stuff to hide. Why do you lock your doors at night? not because you're a criminal, but because there's bad people out there. It's just another defense you do. So expanding on all this, you got the floor here. Just run with it. What do we want to tell the viewers?
I honestly think that they're going to try and use AI to enter all of our homes. They already have. I mean, they can get all of your information just through your phone, through your watches now, which are considered wearables. I think most people don't go anywhere or leave their houses without a cell phone, which has now been turned into a wearable. Pretty soon it will be a mandatory wearable. If you look
I did that during lockdowns in Europe and Australia, where you had to have your phone leave the house.
Exactly. And even in Canada, if you went to travel and you weren't vaccinated, 2 weeks afterwards, you had to answer magical phone calls from the government anytime that they called you, and they had to FaceTime you to make sure that you were actually at home. So it is completely being taken over. And now they're saying, oh, if we go to CBDCs, but you can have Apple Pay, so you don't even have to have your cards. You don't have to lose them. You can just scan your phone, and they will bring in more and more of these regulations where you require your phone in order to do your daily anything, including shopping, checking bank accounts.
Just like Amazon in Europe, got to have it even get the store. So they're turning us into a commodity. They've Trojan horsed this. We have to become aware of it. We have to mobilize as human communities and say, what?
I think enough is enough. I think we need to really start using cash again. I think we really need to start buying locally from local small businesses and really start to kind of, you know, bring each other up and not really go for these large corporations that are selling our information.
And by the way, you'll have to do this soon. We need to get ahead of this now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we are in the last stages. I think COVID was their final way of saying, hey, let's see how far we can push this. Let's see how many people will actually go along with our plans. And unfortunately, a lot of people, because they used fear and propaganda, went along with the plans. And I think that they will now just go and run with it, especially seeing how people acted during that time, and that they can once again deploy the same act, same propaganda, in order to get at the second push, which will be to actually implement all of this into our lives permanently without any reverse course action. So we probably have about 4 years to really get together and, you know, expose everything that is being done, the information that is being sold. Why is it being sold? Who is it going to? What are they using it for? And that way we can actually stifle their plans even further.
What feedback are you getting from the shows you're doing? Because, I mean, I'm seeing exponential awakening.
So it's 50-50. I'm getting a lot of positivity, a lot of people saying that they didn't actually realize what was going on, that I put the information out there very simply, and that I kind of connect the dots for people in a way that they can understand. Then, you know, you get the hate of people saying that I'm completely crazy and I'm putting out fear out there, and that I have absolutely no solutions to any of this. But when I am presented with solutions, usually either my websites get hacked, taken down, or I get death threats. But that just kind of comes with the entire thing of telling the truth and being a whistleblower. So you just kind of have to take it for what it is. But a lot of people are waking up and seeing exactly which way we're headed. And a lot of people are taking even time off with their phones, even a day a week, just to kind of, I guess, you know, relax their phone use that they're using quite a bit. I know Gen Z has started a timeout zone where they just basically take 2 hours a day and they don't go on their phones or anything like that. So that's actually really good to see that a lot of people are trying to.
Yeah, let's be clear. Are you aware of the Intergalactic Communication Network?
I am not.
Well, it's interesting. If you type in the beginning of the internet, it was a theoretical thing come up by DARPA, before it was called DARPA, in the late 50s. A psychiatrist had the plan where they would have big, giant jumbo screens everywhere, and then computer terminals. They envisioned small computers that you plug in, and it was only to track your psychological programming as a hive mind to see how you're being controlled. So the plan for the internet was a mass mind control node cybernetic interface plan. Then Google, 26 years ago when it's founded in 1999, in its prospectus, this is Wired Magazine, says we're going to build a cybernetic organism that's omnipresent, basically, or semi-omnipresent, by getting billions of people plugged into a node in live time following its directives. And so that's what this program is a cybernetic interface from the beginning.
Oh, wow. that actually makes a lot of sense, especially with the algorithms and the way they're pushing the algorithms and having people in echo chambers. So I always tell people to actually purposely search the opposite side just to see how many people are on that side so that your algorithm starts being more centered and giving you a lot more of a balanced, videos and things like that, so you can kind of see the knowledge and the propaganda that's being used.
Well, that's right, and people go, oh, all the anti-Jew stuff. And look, Israel deserves to be criticized. It's a major power block. There's a lot of bad stuff. But I can see the siloing to full Hitler worship. Then it flips that it's the Muslims. Doesn't mean the Muslims aren't a major threat, but I can see it flipped as the new thing. I was already covering it. So people say, oh, the point is it's all wargaming. The globalists see things like a nuclear power plant control panel, the old ones with thousands of switches or the space shuttle. So they'll build one thing up. Bring it down. They're using the Hegelian dialectic to play all these forces off against each other. You've really got to get the 35,000 foot view to see that.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need to see all points of view and kind of look from the outside in and take the emotions out of information searching. And I know I get emotional a lot, especially when it comes to, crimes against children and so forth. And it does get really frustrating.
What I do is I intellectually make the decisions, then I use emotion to power myself.
Yes.
To get out of bed, to do the stuff. So emotion's great. It's the energy, the passion. But I intellectually, spiritually make the decision very coldly, what's right. And then I give emotion to it. The emotion comes second.
Absolutely. And I think I do that a lot in my videos as well, just to incite a little bit of anger in certain Canadians because they're so apathetic that maybe my videos might get them to research certain things. And then one thing will lead to another and another. And maybe they might actually wake up and see what I'm trying to say. And so I do present my information sometimes kind of emotionlessly, but sometimes I really do kind of put that out there in an anger and sort of way.
No, that's good. I mean, that's my opinion, but I'm saying you don't come to decisions out of emotion or manipulation from deep research and data. The God gave us the emotion as the fuel, like the nitrous oxide into a race car. It only makes it stronger. You already got a driver. You already got gas. You already got a brain behind it. Then you hit the nitrous oxide. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, it definitely does. And we are emotional creatures, and everything is also energetic.
Well, it's like you're in a parking lot. You're with your wife and kids coming out. Thugs try to rob you. You make a split-second decision. We're not getting mugged. We're not getting kidnapped. It's an intellectual decision. Then you open the can of whoop-ass and kill people. I mean, it's like, that's what it is.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people have lost that emotion. I think they've actually been so apathetic and so programmed to be apathetic that the global elites can actually come in and put all of these laws into place.
And that's why they teach you you're a victim, you never really have power.
Exactly.
And I use the fight analogy because it's the most archetypal. Your brain is powerful. You order your brain, even a little guy, folks, or a woman, can pick a car up off their kid. You hit the emergency, you order your brain to kill, it will do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think a lot of people realize that they have power. And that was also one of the ways that they program people to be apathetic is to constantly think of themselves as a victim. Like, I can't do anything about this. This is greater than me. And even with the movements that you see, a lot of people will get involved overseas in wars that they have absolutely no control over instead of the things that they can control, which are their city halls, their municipalities.
Exactly. The war is right here.
Exactly. It is at home. It is
We need internet ID to keep kids off porn. No, don't give your kids phones or have it controlled. You're going to have the government new to bring an internet ID for the larger social credit score off that. So they have all these conservatives passing laws that can do a good job. No, you're not. You're giving AI total control now. You're abdicating your responsibility.
Absolutely. And Australia, I think, is getting ready to actually pass a law where they're going to ban everybody under a certain age, I think it's 16, from using social media, or they will require digital ID to make sure that they're over the age.
And again, so when you may be 50, you got to show proof too. Get it?
Exactly. But
and now you can be taxed, trashed, controlled.
Exactly. But they will start with the kids. They always do. They always go after the kids first, and they're always going to say it's for their safety or for our safety, but it's actually for their control and their ability.
Yeah, and you think you're old. Texas passed the law. You got to have internet ID to get on porn. Your kids, you should be watching their phone. Now you've made the government the parents of us all. Again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
It really is. And this is how they're going to do it. They're going to do it with all of these good intentions, the safety procedures, keeping kids safe. Why did they even allow porn to begin with just to be so easily accessible? Definitely knowing that there's so many kids that have access to computers, even in schools. And yes, you can put different provisions on there, but kids figure out how to get over them like very easily and quickly. And so then they allow that to happen so that an addiction starts. And then, of course, they come in and they're like, well, we have the solution for that. And the solution solution is to put more restrictions on there. And if you'd like to go over the restrictions, well, we have a solution for that as well. That's going to be the digital ID that they're going to make you get. Otherwise, you will not be able to sustain yourself or live in any sort of a way. Your paycheck will depend on it. We've seen in the UK, you cannot work unless you have digital ID, but you're allowed to, like, flood the country with illegals who absolutely they don't know who they are.
Oh, we have the UN, countless clips, saying we're bringing in a world ID to control every aspect of your life.
Yep.
With the ESGs and with the Social Credit Score. This is not our opinion. By the way, I told you guys this at the start of the show, and you don't have it now. It's my fault. It's still paused on Fox News. Right when the show started, or maybe 30 minutes of the show, I'm in there getting a glass of water in the break room, and I'm watching the leader of Canada, the leader of Mexico, and the leader of the U.S., Trump, with the head of F1, and they have them open up these lottery balls about who gets to be the new F1 championship or whatever. And, oh, it's Canada. Oh, it's Mexico. Trump goes, oh, I figured this out. He didn't know it was rigged. It's USA. Now, we know a lot of the lotteries are rigged. It's been proven. But they're showing you it's rigged as a joke, and Trump's not told. He figures it out at the end. This is a psyop. I mean, they're literally, you guys have that chewed up? They're bringing in the club. I mean, as soon as I saw this during a three-minute break, I was like, that's a psyop. So it's the revelation of the method. They're just showing you it's rigged. And, of course, Trump by the end goes, oh, I figured this out. It's rigged. They got him up there to do a rigged lottery to discredit him. This is the big, because everybody knows these lotteries are rigged. I mean, totally rigged. What do you make of that?
I definitely think, I mean, it's a humiliation ritual as well. I think that's why they did the COVID psyops the way they did. It was done very lazy. It was super easy to see if you can see the patterns. And then if you can't see the patterns, then you're frustrated. And for those who can't see the patterns, they kind of go along with it.
And they normalize the pattern of fraud. Exactly. Guys, find the clip where it starts with Carney. Because, I mean, it is so, and I'm sitting there in the break. He goes, okay, mix it up really good. And then, oh, Canada. Oh, Mexico. And Trump goes, okay, I figured this out. It's going to be USA. And it is. Trump's obviously like, what is this? But the point is, again, this is revelation of the method. Do we have the full clip? Roll this, folks. This is brainwashing right here. Here it is.
Very first winner of the FIFA Peace Prize, the 45th and 47th President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Please.
So this guy acts like he's Trump's big buddy. Anyway, he had him in the White House. And literally, you can tell this is real. Trump doesn't know this isn't a real raffle. By the way,
thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, we're going to figure this out. I saw it on Fox News today. If the show ends, we'll do it in post for everybody. It's really a big deal. I bet I can go to X right now. It's just Trump does the F1 raffle, and it's right there. We can show people. I'll find it. Just the point is that it's just crazy how they did a stage raffle and showed it was staged and set Trump up with it. It just next level psyop.
It's insane what they are doing, and it's the humiliation rituals, and so that they can kind of put in a lot of things out there, and then that they can also make fun of Trump and, you know, expose whatever they think that they're exposing. And it's just running on a narrative that will help them in the end and have people turn on each other and turn on their own country and their own countrymen.
Well, I'll do a report on this later. I'll get the clip. I tried hard. But you got to see it for yourselves, folks. It's totally bizarre. Again, showing you a fake raffle and making it a joke on Trump.
It's pretty wild. I mean, like, the things that they play in the background, and they also, what people don't understand is a lot of them are trying to get to the top and over each other with the elites amongst themselves. And so they will expose themselves on purpose in certain ways just to see if people are getting what they're putting out there. It's almost a humiliation ritual because they think that they are smarter than the rest of us and that we can't figure it out. And then if we do expose it, then we have the bots and all of the NPCs that come out and try and discredit us for seeing through basically the psyops that they have put out there.
Well, I know this. You know, there's a feedback loop. When you try to dumb people down to dominate them, it blows back on you.
Yeah.
And that's my sales job. The globalist is, you're going to build a dystopia, a feudalist thing, kill everybody. You don't think building that's going to destroy you? Why would you build something like that?
I think that they actually think that they're smarter than God himself. And I think that they're trying to play God in this dimension. And if they have control over us, they can pretty much, you know, take over everything. And they think that AI will then be subservient to them without the fear of AI turning on them. But as we've seen, everything that they have tried to control us with has actually backfired on them, and AI will backfire on them as well. Even with these digital IDs and the CBDCs that they're putting in, I don't think that they realize that they will have to turn into CBDCs and digital IDs themselves, which means they will also be more hackable and their secrets could come out, especially with all of the hackers that are out there that know how these programs run. I mean, how are you supposed to hide all of the billions of dollars that they've been money laundering through, you know, various wars and things like that with CBDCs, because then they're traceable and trackable, and then we can actually find the truth out even more. So I definitely think that this will be one of the times that it will get kicked back on them for sure with AI.
Yeah, we've got a wider shot here. When the show ends, I'll go find it on Fox. It's fine. Let's just stop now while we're ahead. And I'll find the straight on shot because I want people to see this. This is bizarre. Oh, we're having a real raffle. This is real. This isn't a fraud. Mix them up really good, and then it's a fraud. It's like a joke on people.
Yes. And I think that that's what they want. They want to expose themselves almost. Just to see if we understand it or get it. And then also as a form of a humiliation ritual, which gives them the energy that they need to feed off of.
Well, I just hope we can stop these people. That's the bottom line. Again, how do people find your work?
You can go to Tiana Cekic for Facebook and Instagram, and then TruthSeek01011, which is TruthSeeker01011 on it.
All right. What are you going to be covering with Harrison Smith today?
I am actually not sure. That's going to be a surprise. So.
Well, you got a lot to cover. There's a lot of other issues you cover. What else are you looking at?
I'm definitely looking at the entire globalist agenda. Everything that is being pushed in Germany and the UK, I know will eventually come to Canada. I'm also looking at other countries, how they have implemented things without their citizens knowing, and how they are trying to implement that into the Canadian policies and laws as well.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. We'll get you back on in the future. The War Room's coming up with Harrison Smith in just about 3 minutes. Remember, I can't finance this without you. The only reason we're still here is because of your support. So we sell your products really work because we want them to work, so you get them again. You can buy any supplement, a $20 supplement, get a $40 supplement free. All the supplements, buy one, get any other one you want free. We now have the creatine gummies, super concentrated nano gummies, gigantic container. At thealexshowstore.com, and that funds our operation as well. And today's the last day. It only happens every 2 months. For 1 week, there's a crossover where they give away another super truck vehicle every 2 months. Well, there's every 2 months, there's a one-week period where you can get entered to win both of them and $10,000 cash on both. So it increases your chances of winning one or the other, maybe two. We never had somebody win both at the same time. But every order gets you 50 times entered to win the supercharged 500-horsepower Jeep or the Raptor or all of it at theoliveshowstore.com, and that funds this operation. I cannot do it without you, so I really appreciate your past support here at the operation. But these really are great products, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, all of it. It just takes human action, supporting humans that are building a pro-human future. So theoliveshowstore.com, and everybody that buys anything there should be a VIP. It's not a commitment. $30 a month, cancel any time for free. You instantly, when you become a VIP member, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales. So everybody should be a VIP. There's also subscriber stuff. We get 50% off future orders. Cancel any time on that as well. We want you to try it. Our job is to get the 99% of you that never bought anything in the store to listen to us and just go get the methylene blue, get the products, see how great they are, and become a regular. We have 80%+ reorder on the methylene blue, 70%+ on all the other supplements. Nobody's got that. That means they're working. But I got to incentivize you to actually realize this isn't a simulation. It's not a dream. It's not, you know, this is a real show. This is real stuff. This is the real world. It's in a Netflix show. I'm not, some AI simulation. I need your support. I'll never back down. I'll never give up. I'll never sell out. But I could give out without your support. I want to thank you all for your support that have. Encourage those that haven't. Take action now. Get off the bench. Get up the plate. And get in the real war as a man and woman in the arena. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. The War Room with Harrison Smith coming up. Stay with us. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.